Blog Talk Radio.
Since we've been on the air, I would like to welcome everybody to your Diva Squad, Love Fantasy and Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Shout out to my fellow divas, T, Miss T Holland, and my sister Diva Rachel. We are in the building. Happy New Year, ladies.
Happy New Year to you too.
What's good?
It's like forever, like you said. Wow.
Oh, my God. It's like God, I'm going through withdrawals. I almost called in on New Year's. I spent the whole day in bed. Oh, my God. Oh, but it feels so good to be back. And, again, before we get started into our show, we just like to, you know, state a few things that when we speak, we try to speak without profanity, because a lot of times we do have younger callers that, you know, that are really not of age for all of that. And plus the dictionary, again, is full of words that you can express yourself without cursing. So no cursing. Two, people call in with their opinions, which everybody's entitled to their opinions. We're here to support people if we can, but we can't. We're not here to fix people. We're not licensed psychologists or anything like that. But if you feel that we have some things that you can use, then feel free, you know. And we appreciate all our callers and our listeners. We like for our internet users to call in 646-200-3838. Press that one to get in live on our conversations. We like to hear people's opinions and concerns or advice, whatever it is you have. So with that said, if we have no announcements and all of that good stuff, we will get started with our show. So, Miss T, how was your holidays? How was your holidays, Mama?
I can't complain and I won't complain. It was just,
I know that's right.
It was just you.
Let me tell you, when I say I had a blast, we had a ball, especially Christmas, on Christmas Eve and on New Year's Eve, I had a ball with my family.
Yeah.
It was a long time since a few of us have been together, and, you know, shout out to my cousin Mona, Lanza, everybody from North Carolina that came up, you know, hanging out with us and everything. We did. We had a ball.
Well, it was just a handful here, but it was just the principle of, you know, being around.
Listen, all you need is one or two of some good music. Listen.
Sometimes the more people you have, the worse things are.
Yeah, you know, some people get out of character and all of that stuff, you know. You just check that at the door. Listen, it ain't going down. You know,
Like I said, but I did my little, you know, actually I want to shout out my father, even though he's not with us. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace and happy birthday, Daddy.
Okay,
you know,
happy birthday to you,
New Year's Day was his day, you know.
Okay.
Oh, wow, he's a New Year's Day, a New Year's
Day. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna give a complete shout out to all the Capricorns out there, because I do have my son, I have a son, two aunts and an uncle that are Capricorns. One of my aunts is on January 1st, and I have a set of twin aunt and uncle, Christina Chase, whose birthday is on the same day as my son Ryan, which is January 3rd. So shout out to them. Happy birthday to all my people. To my big son, happy birthday, 24 years old. So, you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to all you Capricorns out there, you know.
I must say to the late great George Hargrove Jr., my father, who was a Christmas baby, happy belated birthday in heaven. Love
birthday,
you, Daddy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Rest in peace. All in the same.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
So, but again, I enjoyed my holidays very, very much. I didn't even have to get anything. You know what I'm saying? It's just the family time was just, that was priceless.
That's what you can't
go buy. You know what I'm saying? You can't buy none of that in the store.
Me being able to see a new year, that was the best thing that could have happened to me. You know, so many didn't make it. I was telling someone, my ex, when I was in North Carolina, his father died on New Year's Day, which was very unexpected. And, you know, I got the phone call and I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. And so that's why I said, if nobody would have been here, I would have been fine.
Well, see, you know what? That's why with the family gatherings and all that stuff is important, because, you know, the holidays can be very solemn for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people lose loved ones around that time of year. And just to have that support there, the moral support for the people that has lost other people. You understand what I'm saying? So that's very important, you know. And it can make a big difference just to have somebody there to listen,
that's
do
true.
Whatever it is you do. You know what I'm saying? So,
Ms. Ray, how was yours?
My Christmas was wonderful, I must say. It was peaceful. And my New Year, same thing, very peaceful. I got as much rest as I could because I work still so much, But I must say I spent a lot of time with my family and just, I spent a lot of time thinking, relaxing, which is odd of me. So I'm trying to, you know, as a matter of fact, one of my New Year's resolutions is to get more, you know, thinking time, more me time to myself.
There you go.
You know,
okay.
To just get my, keep
which,
my head
nothing
going.
Like me time. Which
I
actually
know.
actually leads us into one of our topics tonight. Which is one of our topics tonight, which is New Year's resolutions. Now, you know, as I stated before, I really don't believe in resolutions simply because, you know, of where I am in my life.
Well, let me make this announcement really quick before we get into this and then we're going to go right into this.
Not a problem.
I know we have some beautiful topics. I know our executive producer, Ms. Lavina Pillai, her birthday is coming up soon. And although she don't want any birthday parties, we're going to give her a birthday shout out at least and let her know that.
Okay. You know, Polite, happy birthday. Happy birthday, you know. We could sing or something. Like, listen, play Stevie Wonder birthday song or something for her. You don't want no party, at least accept that a little bit.
Right.
Except that.
Yes,
Rich, if you can hear me, Rich, we'll play that for her tonight. Happy birthday
to you.
Listen, y'all know don't get me started on the karaoke, no, because we here all
night. You know what?
Night.
Hey, let's save it until next week because it's on a Wednesday at that.
Okay. All right, we'll wait till next week then because, you know, which fits
our
it
show.
Because it's Dr. King's birthday, her birthday,
exactly.
All that. So,
our
right,
show will
that.
Be dedicated to her.
Yeah, we got that. All right, that's what we'll on that.
I had to look at the calendar real quick.
Okay. All right, next week. We got you, Lavina. We got you. No party, but we got you.
Yeah, but it'll be a party, but it'll be right here on the air for
For the air, listen. But I'm going to give out both topics and then give y'all an opportunity to, you know, then we'll go into it. So, like I said, our first topic is actually New Year's resolutions and, you know, people calling with their best resolutions or however they think, however they see with them. And our second topic is, how do you begin to forgive someone?
Ooh.
You know, how do you begin to forgive? So, if any one of you divas, y'all want to flip a coin or whatever.
No, why don't
go
you
first?
Go first?
Okay. Y'all go ahead. You want y'all go right
ahead. No. You can go.
Oh, you want me? Listen, y'all know I like to talk now. Yeah, know how I do. anyway, as like I said, as far as resolutions, I don't do them simply because where I am, I'm in a recovery group, not because I'm addicted to anything. I mean, I am. I'm addicted to something, but I have an accountability partner. So all year long, it's like a resolution. So I don't choose New Year's Day to come up with some type of resolution because this goes on all year long with me. We you know, and with accountability partner, you have somebody you talk to, y'all text each other, go for coffee, do whatever, and, you know, and then you see on your progress then. Like I said, this goes on all year long for me. So New Year's Day is, you know, is another day for me, to start a new year for me, of course, but I don't choose resolutions, so, you know, all year long I have goals and stuff going on, so that's why I don't do resolutions.
Okay.
And as far as forgiving someone, that's really a tough situation. You must forgive yourself first. But whatever the situation is, whether it's a money situation, a relationship situation, or whatever, You must forgive yourself. You can't feel guilty about whatever the situation is in order for you to forgive the person that has harmed you. You know. So, I mean, in order to begin, you must pray. You gotta pray first. And I don't care what the situation is, you gotta pray about it. You know, and just in the hopes that the Lord will make things right. Or give you the strength to make things right. So That's my take on those situations.
Wow.
See, you know what? Because you're laughing at yourself right now. You're just laughing out loud.
No, I'm saving mine for last.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go next. As far as New Year's resolutions, normally I try to set one, but it never works. This year it was I'm going to start out, you know, on the first, you know, with my new weight loss program, healthy eating, this, that. It never works. So,
So,
I say no to the New Year's resolution thing. All year round, I try to do my best and be my best and, you know, be the best that I can be for me, first and foremost, God, and, you know, my family, my four walls. I call my household my four walls.
That's right.
To me. Now, as far as forgiveness, wow. I recently read a book. I'm not finished reading the book. I'm like halfway through it. Bound by Unforgiveness. I forgot who the author is by the end. I will probably release that if I can dig it up. But, and wow. Anger and hurt not dealt with, in my opinion, leads to unforgiveness. Anger and hurt that's not dealt with.
That's true.
Hurt is the soil. Hurt is the soil in which unforgiveness is planted, because it starts with that hurt, that pain. Wow, there's so much to be said on this topic. Sometimes it's necessary to separate yourself from the person or the people.
That's true. You have to remove yourself in order to get a clear thinking. Absolutely.
To get
some kind of a clear vision of what needs to be done. I agree with you on that. Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Communication is definitely important, because once you lose or mess up on that communication, when the hurt is first done, you know, now it could start off when we're young. We were hurt by a sister or by a brother, by a family member. It goes always with family, with relationships. So it depends on what we're speaking about. But I'm speaking about, since this is Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, I'm speaking about relationships. So we need to keep the communication open first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to know exactly what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know. But you know what? Holding grudges and stuff like that, all holding a grudge does hold you back. It has a strong hold on you. Because the person who you're actually having a problem with has moved on and did something, and like you said, 50 years later, you still saying, oh, what they did to you before. But my thing is, as long as I'm able to talk about it, I am not broken or whatever, I'm going to forgive you. That's just how I am. I can forgive you. And a lot of people look at me like, how could you forgive that? Listen, that's just how I am. I have to release that.
You know,
holding on to certain things will make you sick. Physically.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Well, it'll physically break you down.
And everything sets in.
Something else I had read. There's so much that I had read in this. Well, anyway, keep on going, Divas, because there's so much that I'm trying to read my notes and then come up with. And, oh, my goodness.
Like, listen, you get it together whenever you get it right. Then we here for a couple hours, so... You know, do what it is you do, because once we turn this floor over to Miss T, only God knows what's going to happen.
Listen, y'all going to get up off of me for this for New Year. I might be the cougar of the group, but y'all gonna leave me alone tonight.
All right. We're not gonna mess with you.
All right. As far as New Year's resolutions, I'm not with that no more either. Because for the simple fact, every time I say that I'm gonna stop doing something or this is my New Year's resolution, it might last for a day, but that's all. So with the New Year's resolution thing, no, it's not for me. Now,
some shirts.
Here we go with the forgiveness.
Yeah.
See, I started out bad. Well, the day after New Year's, I went on a little rampage, and
again, if that person is listening, I'm sorry. I hope I'm forgiven for it. But a friend told me, like, forgiveness frees you, bitterness kills you. And I believe that, honestly. But as far as forgiving, in order to get into heaven, you know, we got to forgive anyway.
Right.
And sometimes we just do and say things before we react, before we think, and we just let it go, you know. But just like a drunk speaking a sober mind.
That's what happens. Our first thing is to react, you know, when something happens.
Right.
It's to react. Uh-huh. We don't ever sit back and say, wow, you know, grasp what happened. Your first reaction is, oh, I got to react. I got to do something. I want them to hurt,
you know,
like I'm hurting.
I'm like, like they always say, a drunk speaks a sober mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the same thing with when you lash out, you know, at someone. It's something that you wanted to say anyway.
Yeah, you had
you
that in you for,
no,
for well, a
you
while,
had to,
yeah.
You had to get totally ticked off to say it.
Right,
but see, when y'all know me. Yeah, I can get serious with you, you know, but when I get serious with you and you start laughing at me, I'm like, really? Hold
yeah, now
up.
I'm feeling
I'm
disrespected.
Clown.
Now I'm feeling disrespected. But, you know, you really, there's a lot of things you have to actually look at the actual act. Let's look at the situation. Let's see what really happened here to why you have to forgive this person. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
You must be quick to hear. But slow to speak.
Slow to
speak. It took me a long time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
A long time. I had to hear that a couple of times in order to be able to, you know, and then read it. And then go over and then, you know, look in the mirror. Be quick to hear, but slow to speak. Anyway, we have our first caller. The mayor is on the line. Mayor, are you there?
All right.
What's going on, ladies? What's the
deal?
Happy New Year, Mayor.
Happy New Year. What's happening? Everything's
everything.
What's
going on?
Everything's everything. I'm good, brother. Just wanted to, you know, come through, say what's up.
Okay. You feeling all right?
Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm feeling better. Feeling much better, yo. Got to take care of myself a little bit better.
Okay.
Change the diet, you know what I mean? And, you know, so I can be in full effect for 2014.
Everything's everything.
I'm in the building, you know. And as far as, you know, holding grudges or whatever, you were right on point. All y'all were making very valid points as far as, like, holding it in is not healthy. You know what I mean? It does nothing to progress. You know what I mean? It just keeps you stagnated in that flow.
That's right.
And I speak from personal, you know, experience. You know what I'm saying? And you can be feeling so much animosity towards somebody or a situation from the inside. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And you can wear it in your outside flow.
That's right.
And people notice it. And, you know, it's bugged out, you know, and they'll ask you, you know, because I had people come up on me, like, you know, going through a thing or whatever, you know what I mean? They'll come up to me and be like, yo, you are, I'm just walking down, like, 42nd or whatever. Just walking. And it's all over my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It.
And
wearing
it's like,
it on your
people,
face.
You know,
yep.
People that even don't even know me be like, yo, you know, you good? You all right? You know what I mean? I'd be like, yeah, I'm good. But just saying I'm good is not solving the issue.
Absolutely.
Right.
So
absolutely.
Again, like you were saying, you know, it can do irreputable harm to you from the inside. But all you got to do is let it go. When you let it go,
true, you feel so much better.
I mean,
you have no idea.
And then you're looking around like, oh, I'm still here. I didn't get struck by lightning, or you know what I mean, hit by a train lane. Once you learn to let it go, because I'm quite sure, you know, my circumstances was that I had to be around some people that was going through circumstances that were my circumstance was nothing compared to theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So once you get in the atmosphere where and people letting it go and they building with you, you know what I mean? And once you be like, yo, my circumstance wasn't that bad at all,
yeah.
yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you can kind of like, you know what I mean? Learn to relate and learn to kind of like, you know, deal with what you're dealing with, but not let it affect you as you go on, because that person is probably not even thinking about it.
Yeah,
or whatever.
They forgot all about
they're going
that.
About their business,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. They growing and you growing old.
Right. You pondering on some things that happened back when.
Yeah.
You know
remember
what I mean?
20 years ago when I let you blow that $20?
Exactly.
You know
remember you slept with my boyfriend 20 years ago?
Bring it up, bygones.
No doubt. If you hold on to that, man, that's not cool, man. That's not a good thing at all.
Like I said, it ain't healthy. It
you know
ain't healthy. Physically, mentally, it ain't healthy. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And it turns you. It actually makes you a bitter person to hold on to something
mm-hmm.
that really has no significance at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I said just analyze the situation. Let's analyze this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What was done so detrimental till I can't really forgive this person?
Right.
Yeah. So,
but once you lose that control too, you know, and you just lash out, sometimes you just got to sit back, like the mayor said, and analyze it and be like, you know what? Sometimes it's even uncalled for.
Mm.
You know, you didn't even have to go into that, get into it that deep,
mm.
especially when you just come out with anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because that anger leads to other things. You know, you probably already hurt that person with your words. And you just got to sit back sometimes and say, you know what?
We know how deadly the tongue is.
And that's what I did. You know, I thought about it. I apologized for it. You know, but it's still like, it hits me every once in a while, you know, why did I? You know, why did I lash out like that, Tim?
Right.
So you say you forgive me, but do you really forgive me?
Right.
I mean, see, you know, because you have to think like that, too.
You can't sweat that, though.
Yeah,
you can't sweat that. If they say they forgive you, okay, cool. Why am I worried about if you really forgive me or not?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
My duty was to offer forgiveness, whether they
right. I'm not
going to
carry
it or
I'm
not
carrying
that's
the burden for me and for you.
If
you say you forgive me, then we cool. And then as far as if we rock, cool. If we don't rock, that's cool, too. But you say you forgive me. I can't walk around and think, oh, did you really forgive me? Or you just jiving? Or you
right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay,
like
but
said,
what if
once you offer it.
But wait a minute. What if you say you're sorry for acting out like you did, but
uh-huh.
that person never says anything, but, you know, you're talking.
If I apologize to the person and they don't say nothing back, that's on them.
That's them.
Okay.
They got to hold that. That's on them.
I did my part.
Okay.
I did my part. I said I apologize, whatever. I was out of pocket, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to offer myself as an apology to you. And if you take it, and I do it in sincerity, I can't really worry about if you take it or not, if I do it in sincerity.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
I can't worry about it. That's not on me, yo, because I'm coming at you. I'm humbling myself.
That's right.
All right, well, then I'm good now.
Yeah, you should be good
friends.
You know what I mean? You apologize. You did your part.
You did your part. You did your part. And again, we can't control what nobody else thinks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can only control what you do.
You can't control that. You can't control none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Once you offer yourself,
how
they receive it is on
them. And then I'd be like, well, if they want to still act some kind of way, act sideways or act shady or whatever, that's on them. They got to wear that.
Oh, okay. Right.
You know, because I'm a good friend. I did it. I got it off my chest. I said what I had to say.
Yeah.
And either you accept it or you don't. And
right.
if you don't, then we can choose to kind of like just, you know, fade the black.
Right ways. And trust me, you know a sincere apology when you hear one.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
you know, that's what that's about to me,
okay.
my opinion.
Okay.
No, I agree with you totally on that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, I could offer it. Whether you accept it, that's on you.
That's on you, man.
And know that
you know?
I'm genuinely apologizing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what happened. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
A lot of times I ain't going to tell you that I'm wrong.
No,
I don't like
understand. See, like, there you go. That's the part where you're humbling yourself. Like, okay, I know in my heart of hearts that, you know what I mean, I'm still going to stand my ground. But
right.
to, you know what I mean, to alleviate whatever little conflict may be, look, I'm a humble mind. I'm going to be the bigger person, blah, 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 blah. And how they take it is on them.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Because you can always, and then they try to play you out. They might try to play you out. Like, what you talking about? Then you're going to stand your ground. Now, I done came to you and apologized to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still going to be on some other thing. I'm not. Now
okay.
I got to break. Now I got to really break it down to you. I wasn't really trying to apologize to you anyway. if you want to act like that, if you can't take an apology, then, you know,
exactly.
take a long
okay.
walk off a short pit.
That make a lot of sense, though.
I'm just saying, man.
You know,
you
but
know.
I, you know, I'm sure that I was forgiven because everything is like back to normal. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you didn't have to. You showing it. that you accept it. So I guess that's the same thing as you saying, I accept your apology.
Yeah, you got to really, you know what I mean? I mean, it's different people rock different ways. You know, like you said,
right.
they showing you in different ways, like, you know, the attitude is back to normal. Everything is back in pocket. So we good to go. We had a little situation. We fell in a little valley. Now we back in the building. So everything is cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? But as far as the, I don't know. See, everybody is wired differently. The forgiveness part might be heavy on some people, but the forgetting part might be lacking.
Right, that's true. That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So now
that's
that
true.
Gets into a different aspect of it.
Right.
You know,
you know
all the little I love yous and the I'm sorry.
Right.
So you did all that already, but now does it go away like, you know what I mean? Or does it remain back in there for future reference?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it took me 40 years to forgive my family members for something they did. Whereas with this situation, you know, it was like only maybe a day and a half, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I was the person that had to come out
mm-hmm.
with the
mm-hmm.
apology
mm-hmm.
because I'm the one that started it. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I was woman enough to, hey, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Mm-hmm. But
moving
right along, ladies, what's good? How was your New Year's? How was your holidays and all that?
Listen, my holidays was the bomb.
All right.
I had a ball.
I can't complain. I'm here.
Mm.
That's my best thing.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you on that. I can concur with you on that and the whole nine. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm in the building,
I'm
no
here,
doubt.
So.
Absolutely.
You know?
Whatever happened, I'm here to tell about
right.
it.
Right. Right.
We're here to talk about it. You know, like you said, some people didn't make it. Or
And the reason why I brought it up is because I really wanted to kind of like get into a, I don't know, I don't, just wanted to see what you thought about it, you know what I mean? The kid, basically, he thought he was getting a PS4, it was Christmas or whatever, he was opening up the gift, and he was bad in school or whatever. So they let him go through the rigmarole, he's getting his PS4, he's showing off, doing his state thing. So when he got down, he took the wrapping paper off, saw it was a PS4, and started bugging, like, oh, I got it, you know what I mean? Open up the PS4, kid, and it was in the this, and it was cardboard.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, kill.
And you should have seen his face. And they videotaped the whole thing. He walked out the crib. You know what I mean? He was so mad and hurt. You know what I mean? And this was my thing about it. I felt like it was like, to me, if that's what he deserved, then that's what he got.
Right.
Because if he's being bad in school, he's showing off about,
right.
I know I'm going to get a PS4,
and
I know I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
Uh-huh.
Did you gas yourself right into a situation that now you got to humble yourself.
Yep, backed himself right into a corner.
My thing was, I was like, I was in agreement with how they did it, videotape and all. Let them just show off, this is how you play this. This is how you earned it. You earned that. So now, here we go, and my thing was the holier than thou people.
Hold on, Rach. We have a caller. She's been waiting for a while. Ramona,
I'm sorry.
Ramona on. It's okay. Ramona, are you there?
Okay.
Hey, Mama Lisa.
Hi, Angelina.
What's
I'm
going
enjoying...
on?
Oh,
welcome to the Diva Squad.
No, I am enjoying the talk show so far about forgiveness. As you know, that is a powerful tool that we all are blessed with, is to forgive.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
good.
And that's one thing God wants all of us to do. No matter what the situation is or the circumstance, we must know that we have the power to forgive. He has forgiven us of our sins.
That's right.
And for us, we should not hold on our hearts whether or not somebody has forgiven us.
Right.
We can offer ourselves, as mentioned. But we are to offer ourselves, walk away from it, and find comfort knowing it.
That's right. Like you said, have that comfort knowing that I offered my forgiveness. I feel good. I feel good about myself now, you know.
Yeah.
Right, and that's part of being righteous and doing what the Lord wants us to do.
That's right.
True.
And that's not always easy. thing to forgive somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always
yeah.
an easy thing to offer your you know, offer to be forgiven.
That's true.
But we must know that is like medicine to the soul, to the heart, to be able to forgive.
That's right.
When you let that
yeah.
go. Because it's not our battle, and it's not our story.
Those of us who are prayerful, we ask God for our forgiveness, but yet we are slow to forgive man. So we have to be able to forgive those who are hurt us if we
somebody
want
got
God
the TV
to forgive
up.
Us. Yeah, someone's TV is up in the background.
Yeah.
Well, it's not my TV, but if you hear a little boy screaming in the background, that would be me.
No, we don't hear Trouble T. No, we'll hear him with somebody's TV.
No,
like you said, it's powerful. It is, and it makes you feel better about yourself. If it releases that stronghold that whatever the situation is have on you, you know what I'm saying? Like me and May was saying, once you offer that, if you don't accept it, I'm sorry. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? There's nothing else I can do for you. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right.
Nothing
right.
else I can do for you, and I'm not going to feel guilty if you don't accept it.
I'm sure not. I'm not going
to
feel guilty
yourself.
1 minute. And you can
right.
talk
right.
about me
no,
and
no,
say
no,
what
no,
you
no.
want to say. The
well,
same
see,
right
you know,
there.
A lot of people are like that. They let that guilt come in, and then once that
yeah.
guilt come in, it's got a stronghold on you again, even if you
no,
apologize. You
right,
know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
That's cool.
And
that's
if
crazy.
You forgive me, don't bring it up later.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it no more.
It's over with the
air.
That's the one
right?
over the bridge.
Beat me in the
seriously. Don't be like, well, you remember when you said this?
Yeah,
you
I remember.
That?
Yeah, I
no,
remember.
No.
Yep.
No more.
Yep.
I also remember apologizing.
Unfortunately,
right.
I only remember the conversation.
Unfortunately,
but it's not sincere.
If
you have to continue to bring it up, it's not sincere.
That's
so,
right.
I,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you
exactly.
don't have to re-offer your forgiveness either. You offer yourself and let it go. So now it's up. That's God. That's God's work now.
Right.
That's his job.
Yes.
Well, like I said, I know I'm a letter.
Thank you for that.
I'm a letter evil thing when I want to be. But when
uh-huh.
I know that I was wrong and I can come back to you and be the bigger
uh-huh.
person and say, you know what, I was wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
and you
sorry.
Probably felt lighter, didn't you?
Yeah, I really
oh,
did.
Yeah.
And actually, for me to shed a tear or two, yeah, I was definitely wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I knew that apology needed to be done.
That's right.
You
right.
know, whether we was friends after that or not, I know that I did, like you say, I did what I supposed
what you
to
needed to do. Yeah.
Right. You did
right.
the right thing.
So I'm going to be forgiven because I,
mm-hmm.
you know, I asked
mm-hmm.
for forgiveness.
Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you were sincere. Again, you were sincere
exactly.
with that. You have to be sincere and know that it comes from your heart,
huh?
You know, when you're doing it. Otherwise, you know, it just went in vain. You just did it just to say you did
okay.
it. Like I said, you know a sincere apology when you hear one. You're like, oh, sorry.
That's right.
I'm like, oh, shoot, you could have kept that. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You could have kept
right.
that. You'll
right.
feel that vibe. You feel the vibe if it's sincere. You'll feel it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to get on your knees begging and all that. All that stuff is not necessary.
Experience is a great teacher. Experience is a great teacher. Here I
mm-hmm.
am, 40 years old, and I myself can say that I've been bound by unforgiveness for a very long time. I
mm-hmm.
remember holding grudges when I was young, and I still remember, you know, a lot of the I could tell you the exact same time, date, and experience that I was hurt at a young age and a lot of experiences up until now.
Mm-hmm.
I was unaware until I started researching and I've been reading this book, again, Bound by Unforgiveness. I did not know that I had been bound by unforgiveness, holding these grudges.
Mm.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know,
someone told me
one time over the course of the past couple of years, why are you, you know, and the mayor was saying it, you know, people would see him and say, why are you looking like that? What, you know, you holding something inside, you angry? I was told that I would sleep with one hand balled up and one hand with the middle finger up. I mean,
yeah.
I'm over-exaggerating.
Wow.
But, you
yeah.
know, it showed. I felt it. I would feel my jaw just tighten up on a daily basis for no reason because these
mm-hmm.
thorns were haunting me.
Mm-hmm.
So,
angry.
And
yeah.
it wasn't
yeah.
I had so much
bitter.
Anger.
Yeah, it makes you bitter.
So very bitter. Yes,
and see, the thing
up,
is,
yeah.
the thing is with forgiveness, when you offer forgiveness, you got to do it without expecting anything in return.
That's
true. You have to do it like whether they accept it or I'm releasing this without return. You understand
it's
what
like
I'm saying?
It's like taking a prayer to the altar. You take your prayers and you take your problems or whatever you're dealing with to the altar.
Uh-huh.
You leave it there because you have to know that God is taking care of it.
Yeah,
and
He's
going to
take care of it.
Yep. And same thing with forgiveness. You offer yourself a forgiveness and let it go. Let God handle it. Now,
that's right. There's nothing I can do. He got to take care of it. That's like that's like when my biological father, I mean, I resented him for so long, and I've spoken this to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what? I used to resent you so much for whatever reason you weren't there or whatever, but I thank God that I did have a father figure in my life with my stepfather. You understand? So I really didn't lack. I might have lacked from my biological father, but I didn't lack a father figure because my stepfather was there. You understand what I'm saying? And like I told him, I released that. And for whatever reason you weren't there, I forgive you. And I still love you as my father. You understand what I'm saying? He was speechless. You understand?
Wow.
Like
I said,
I didn't look for him to say anything. He never even have to respond to anything that I said. But I did what I wanted to do to release that off of me. That's like cleaning out a refrigerator. You got to go in and clean your heart out the same way you clean out a refrigerator.
Right.
Throw it out. Otherwise, it's going to stay in there, get stale, old, and start stinking.
Mm-hmm.
And like
mm-hmm.
they said, you're going to be walking down the street, and it's going to show right on your face.
Mm-hmm.
She's so bitter. What's wrong with her?
Yes.
What's wrong with him?
You don't want to carry that weight.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's a lot of weight for one to carry. You hear me? When I got rid of some of it, and I'm still not done. I'm still in the process. But I'm able to acknowledge it. I'm able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, so I'm grateful. But that's a lot of weight to carry on your shoulder. You hear me? Trust and believe. I've been carrying around a lot of, along with other stresses and trials, we're not even going to go into. That's a whole different topic. But the topic that we're speaking out of hand, you know, that unforgiveness down by that, that's a lot of weight. I feel so much lighter. I haven't even lost a pound. As a matter of fact, I gained a couple pounds over the holidays. But that's a lot of weight to let go of. I feel so much lighter.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, girl, let me tell you something. Wear that thing well. Just find an outfit that fits you. That's all. Just find an outfit that'll fit you. Listen.
No, you know what you do? You know what you do? You know what you do? You find an outfit that fits your attitude.
That's right.
You find an attitude. You find an outfit that fits your attitude.
Yep.
Bung. You know what I mean? It's all going to show itself in your outer, your atmosphere, your smile, how you speak, how you bat your eyes, all of that.
All that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Girl, you know we love you any size, Rachel. Any size.
Don't get me started. But anyway, I just wanted to holler at the divas, man. You know what
thank
I mean?
You.
Check
thank
in.
Thank
you,
ma'am.
Saying? Happy New Year and all of that.
Happy New Year.
You know what I'm saying? And again, like, you know, the topic, keep it rocking. I'm going to be listening and all that. You know what I mean? Forgiveness, man, it's a thing, man. Whether you want to accept it and be able to walk away or just kind of like put whatever tribulation and situation that you have behind and keep looking forward towards the future, man. You know what I mean? So that'll help you in the long run because I know it's helped me. But on that note, Happy New Year, everybody. I'm in the building.
Happy New Year.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So let somebody else get some time. Let somebody else get some shine, all right? and I'm going to check in with Chickie in a minute. All right,
okay.
Keep the man, I'm out, yo.
Okay, right. Peace. Y'all can catch the mayor on Monday nights, Tuesday nights, maybe all over the GQ College building. He's on. But well, let me tell you, when you go on the mayor's show, you better have your facts in order. Because when he gets into them sports, they go in hard body karate, like he's saying. Hard body karate on GQ Palace Sports on Tuesday nights at 8 to 10. So that's where you can catch the mayor. Thanks, mayor, for calling in and showing us divas some love.
I want to address this to the diva who said that she reacted in the situation over the holiday. Or
that's me.
Oh,
Diva T. That was Diva T.
Okay. Well, you know, hey, we're all human. We're not perfect. and we've all done silly things out of just, you know, haste and just anger or whatever. So you're not alone with that.
Okay.
But, you know, you're definitely not alone. But I just wanted to just give you a quick little verse out of Proverbs chapter 3.
Uh-huh.
And it's verse 7-8. And it says, anytime that you feel like you need to get, you feel like you're going to react in a situation, remember this. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That. All right. Mm-mm.
Amen.
That ain't just for all. That's for all of us.
Say that
yes.
Again. Proverbs 3.
Proverbs chapter
Proverbs 3, 7 and 8.
7 8.
3, 7 and 8.
Let me tell
okay.
you, the book of Proverbs is serious.
Proverbs is full of
oh,
wisdom.
Yeah.
It's so
okay.
full of wisdom. It's so full of, I love it. It's so, I mean, I love the Bible, period, but the Proverbs is full of wisdom. It really teaches
definitely
us, though.
Is.
But you know what, Mona? We have another show on Sunday, Spiritual Sunday. You call, you're going to love it with,
yes,
our, with Lavina.
Love it.
They have, we
I
have a Spiritual Sunday.
In.
Yes, at 7 o'clock on Sundays. She is Spiritual Sunday. We have different pastors and stuff to come on and speak and do whatever. You just call and give a testimony or whatever. So on Sunday night, you can call, too. You know,
well, I will definitely
it's
be
great.
Doing that, but I'm going to seriously enjoy the rest of the show.
All right.
And you've been telling me about the show, and it's just every Wednesday I have something going on. But I just say, you know what, I gotta support my cuz. So I said,
mm-hmm.
let me get on the rest of the word to some of my friends here locally. And I am
right.
really enjoying it. So I may dip
Donna
in and out, but I am listening.
Okay. Thanks for the support, Mona Lisa.
Yes, I will be spreading the word. Truly enjoying it. Keep it
all
going.
Right. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Excellent. Well, all right. Donna and Divas, hold the line. We're going to go to a song. My daughter can't stand when I listen to this song because I do the running man to this song, Blood Lines by Robin.
Oh, Blood Lines. Blood Lines. That's T right there. Blood Lines.
You know what?
Not down with I pull apart that you pat me back. Nothing like your leg, he too square for you. hand waving. For you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it confused. Shake it around.
Tyrone, are you both there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, I'm here.
Barry?
Yes.
Hello?
Who we have on the line?
We have
Barry
and Tyrone. Hello?
Jerry and Tyrone?
Barry.
Oh,
yeah.
Barry. Okay, sorry, Barry.
That's okay.
Well, this is Tyrone.
Happy New Year,
to...
guys.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too.
Yes.
This is Tyrone. I want to give a shout-out to the girl that gave a quote from my favorite book in the Bible, Psalms. But there's also another book in there that pretty much sums up on how you begin to forgive someone.
Uh-huh.
Well, I ain't going to say book. It's a verse in there that says, who without sin cast the first stone?
First stone. Ooh, tell it.
I love it.
Say no, that's
I
right.
Love it.
You're
I
right.
Love it.
You're right.
I
right,
love it. And I also love your song, T. Blurred Line.
Thank you, bro.
That's T right there. But you know what? That was a good...
But there's another song that's fitting for this topic that a lot of people forgot about by the Winans called Sweep Around Your Own Front Door Before You
no.
Try to Sweep Around
Mine.
Wow.
I remember that one growing up.
And I am requesting that tonight, if y'all got it.
You might have to wait till Sunday for that one.
Yeah. You might wait to the spiritual Sunday.
However,
but
when I tell you
about that song right there.
What, sweep around your own front door?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? That's so true because people, us humans think that we have the power to judge others. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying? We
mm-hmm.
we don't hold that power.
So,
you know,
so we
how many
that
how many times how many times
we
a week
find grudges.
Or throwing
we find
stones
grudges.
At somebody else's house and yours ain't even clean.
Yeah, we tend to find grudges. And
mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson also came out with one that I love when he said when he was talking about the man in the mirror. If people look at their self sometimes, they would easily stop trying to judge everybody else.
Mm. I know that's
right. I
mean,
there's so much going on individually in people's lives. They shouldn't even have time to worry about a whole grudges against people. Learn to forgive.
That's true. Life is too short. Yeah.
Why claim to believe in the book if you ain't following it? If
you ain't living it. That's true.
It's easy to say. It's easy to quote all these verses and stuff. But until you stand up and live it.
Yeah. Ain't no sense in
you think God don't see you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. When people think they hide, you ain't hiding from nobody but yourself. You're trying to hide from yourself because God sees everything. We already know
thank
that.
You.
He see and hear everything. He know what you're going to do before you even do it. How about that?
Thank you.
How about
wow.
that? So,
oh, yeah.
I got a friend that put up a million posts on Facebook You can do that from the man all you want. You think God don't see what you just turned up or what you just smoked?
Exactly.
Or that child you touched.
Oh, God.
I mean,
Barry,
all that's going on in the
tonight?
World, man.
Barry, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yes. What is your take on our topic tonight?
You know, there's two topics, New Year's resolutions and how do you begin to forgive?
There's a lot. The first one for Rachel, I was the same way. I used to walk around and hold grudges until like 10 years ago when I became a Christian, and I was walking around bitter and angry all the time, and I was wondering why, because I was, somebody did something to me, I would say I'm never going to forgive them, but that's like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die, really. So.
Yeah.
And you got to free yourself, because once you forgive, and it takes a week or two or whatever, but then you realize that you're not angry at that person no more, and you're forgiven, and that's by the grace of God, because, you know, I used to do eye for eye, you know, I'm going to pay you back that kind of way, but God is your vengeance. You know, it takes a little longer, but he'll show you, and, you know, you'll see how God vindicates you. He always vindicates you, especially if he wasn't wrong, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
is it easy for you to forgive, Barry?
Yeah, I want to say that I accept your apology. Because I, you know.
Okay. That settles a lot of things, questions I have going on in my head. That's
well, thank you.
I, you know what? And you wasn't totally wrong. You know, I was part of it, too. Cause I mean, you reacted, but, you wasn't the total guilty part. Truth is the truth.
Well, you know what you got to do next time? Spank her.
He was too far away. He couldn't do it.
I was all good.
Oh my goodness.
If y'all don't mind, can I speak on New Year's resolutions when he get finished?
Yeah. Sure. We just finish up real quick. To be honest, I was kind of, you know, I said, you know, what I had to do, and I said that it would take time, and I just was quiet, and I said, she'll think about it, and she'll realize it, and it did. She did. She thought about it and realized it, you know, but she wasn't totally all responsible for it, so it's all good. It's cool.
Thank you.
You feel better now, T?
I mean, you're sitting in the background laughing.
You hear her cracking up.
Look, if she wasn't so dark, we would see her blushing.
I know that's right. And she gonna be the first black woman we see to turn red. Okay, you wanted to, Tyrone, you wanted to comment on the New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly don't believe in it, because why make bettering yourself a holiday?
Mm.
It's just like Mother's Day. You love your mama all year.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
When you pick one day to stop eating salt when you know you got high blood pressure, what a
thing. Who want to say that thing? Who want to say it? You know you're supposed to be eating that anyway. Yesterday, on December 31st, on December 30th.
You got a 5-pound bag of chips you just bought the day before that.
That is so funny. Huh?
I mean,
that is too funny.
I'm just keeping it real. I mean,
you right.
I'm going to stop eating salt. That's my New Year's resolution.
Uh-huh.
Just your life. You ain't got but one body. Now, I hate to sound Scrooge-ish when it come to that, because I don't like to be no Scrooge, but reality is this. You should want to try to better yourself every day.
Exactly.
Too
not
short
just one day.
To wait on a particular day to say I'm going to do this. Life way
That's
too
right.
short.
That's why I said
I
go through that always. That's why I don't do New Year's resolutions either. Like, no. I have all years, and I'm that wretched man undone, so I'm struggling every day. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
it's an everyday struggle.
I got stuff going on all the time.
Any positive step you make daily in your life is great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But don't wait all year to pick this day.
I hear that.
Mm-mm.
I hear that. That's so true, though. Like
yeah,
you said, every
June,
day.
Here we go again.
Wait a minute. You ain't even making it to June. You ain't even making it out of January, and you're doing the same thing.
Man.
You
thank
know,
you,
it don't take no months. It only takes a couple of days, and you're back at the same thing. You know, that's why I said what I did.
you know, that was one of my things, to stop being so evil and jumping to conclusions and everything. And what? It wasn't even 24 hours into the new year that I was at it again. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say I don't make no New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
you're doing number lying to yourself.
Exactly.
Well, you know I was just playing, right?
Right.
You know I was just playing about that, right?
You know,
I said I was
going to
give up smoking a
cigarette,
but guess what? I'm about to light a cigarette up.
Exactly. And Arsenio Hall said that, too. He was like, oh, yeah, you're going to stop smoking cigarettes. You're going to lose weight. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And you ain't doing nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. You're going to do what you did
New
in 2013.
That was to catch tea and Candy Crush.
Oh, goodness. What level are you on? No, he didn't say Candy Crush.
He said catch tea and Candy Crush.
That was the only one I made.
I'm trying to catch it, too. I'm stuck.
You want me to send you a man?
Oh, my God. I got about 50 of them. I'll be burning them up in one round.
The new life on Candy Crush.
Every time I get close to her, she'll stretch it out on me. She know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I be seeing you easing over there on the road. I said, uh-oh. Wait a minute. Let me do some serious thinking right here.
Now, something like that.
You on what?
I think you're up by about 15 on me right now, though.
What you on?
I ain't going to tell you. You might look.
Well, I'm on 370-something, and I'm stuck.
If you ain't close to 361, you way past 15, buddy.
This is
a game up.
We got a Candy Crush show going on. We need Candy Crush rehabilitation.
That's an addiction. We need rehabilitation. You're right. We need rehab for it.
We need rehab for that thing.
Honey, I wake up. I go to bed playing Candy Crush. I wake up playing Candy Crush. I said, wait a minute. This is worse than a drug.
It is. It's very addictive.
Look, I've been to rehab for it, but it didn't help.
All right, now, listen. We're not talking about Candy Crush. This ain't no Holiday Inn. This is Love Fantasy with the People's Choir.
Right.
Shut it down. No more Candy Crush tonight.
Barry, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I do.
You mind sharing them?
Just to be honest, to do the will of God, because, you know, God has a plan for each and every one of us.
That's right.
And
you got a point there.
And He saved us, you know, we all have past and stuff, and you know, He was with us even in our past when we was partying and doing the wrong thing, because He had a
right.
plan. So, you know, He protected us then because He knew what He had in store for us. So, if you become a Christian and give your life to Him, you really got to do His will and seek His kingdom first, and everything else will fall into place. So, I know that, you know, whoever's supposed to be me, whatever plans He has, whatever I'm supposed to do for Him, they'll all fall together. But I got to keep Him first, to be honest.
There you go.
Amen.
Well, right now,
that's the best person to keep first and foremost. You know, life is, like I say again, life is too short.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, we can drop it at the drop of a dime.
Right.
No one is promised the next couple of seconds.
None of us.
You know, when our season is over, it's over.
Yeah.
We ain't got to be sick. But when our will is done with Him, and when it's our time, He's going to take us whether we're sick or not.
Yeah.
It could be a bump upside the head, and you're gone.
Yeah, and if you're holding grudges and don't forgive, you know, somebody, God forbid, something happens like that, you know, you carry that for a while.
Yeah,
you're
stuck with it.
And you say, I wish.
Exactly. Then it turns into a wish. I should have, could have, would have, what I should have done, and
whatever. Life is short, you know?
Right.
Older. You're older like that. You know, time is precious, you know? So for your loved ones, I really try to keep my family together, like, as T knows. You know, I'm taking care of my 92-year-old aunt and around this truck because they took care of me. A lot of people get stuff.
That's paying homage.
And
that,
yeah,
that,
and then
that's paying homage right there.
Right,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
My aunt said, you know, I was over there today, and she says, "Oh, could you come tomorrow? Because this and that, you know." And how could I turn my back on her? Because she was there. I was a child.
Yeah.
So I obligation.
No.
So many people are old. When she was in a nursing home and she lost her foot last year, I used to go. A lot of people didn't have visitors or whatever. So that could be you one day.
That's true.
That's right.
That's true.
Be you.
That's what you have to look at. That could
right.
be
you
can, me.
Yeah, and you know what? You read what you sow, too. So
that's right. That was
the
next point.
It could be a test from God seeing, you know, humbleness is the best thing. You know, when you
oh,
don't
yeah.
do whatever else, pride will kill you, too. Pride will kill you.
Pride will do a lot of things.
Pride is a sin.
Ooh. Pride will have you sick to the point where you ain't going to die. It's going to leave you around here to suffer.
Exactly.
but you know what? The worst thing sometimes is that you get so angry about materialistic things.
Oh, yes.
That, you know, and you want to hold a grudge about it. And honestly, if it wasn't for Spiritual Sunday, I went through that same thing, and it was with my child. And I thank God for Spiritual Sunday and Lavina to this day. That's who brought me up out of that slump about
all
a materialistic thing.
All right now.
Because I was still in some type of way.
Yeah.
And like she said, that's your child regardless.
Yep. You can replace
so
that
material. You're going to go around, with a grudge, you know, because of what happened? No. You can't do that. She personally called me. You know, and something went all through me. And I called my baby, and like you said, it was the best feeling. You know, I didn't know that I could feel so good about forgiving her for what she had done.
Wow.
And it was material. Those things can be replaced. My daughter can't.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know, and those are the things that we have to think about. Materialistic things come and go.
That's
money
right.
come and go.
You only get one life. You only get one chance of being a parent.
There you go. There you go. And
mm-hmm.
I only got those two. And they only got me far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying? Besides
okay.
the aunts and uncles. But I'm saying I'm the only one that's been there for my babies. So, therefore, I've got to learn to, you know, hey, take the bitter with the sweet.
That's right. Mm. I'm gonna let that go. Go ahead. I don't care.
It's
done, it's done. Like
you
I
know,
said.
Because you, at the end of the day, I can get those things back. I can't get her back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, once you've forgiven a person, like I forgive you, you don't want to keep hearing that same song over and over again. That means there's some unresolved issue. You know, that should be taken
it's
care of.
It's something that's bugging that person
mm-hmm.
with the situation that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like you said, this was a definitely a good topic to come up with, you know, because it's hitting home for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, if you
everybody probably got to that point where like they had something that they was holding on to that somebody's done to them. You know.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
again,
but wait a minute.
The guilt start eating you up.
Remember, it took me 40 years to forgive my uncles for molesting me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, because of Spiritual Sunday, I was able to do it.
Mm.
I was able to do it. I won't forget it, but I forgive them. Even though
mm-hmm.
they're both dead, may they rest in peace. They're both gone, but I forgive them.
Yeah, that's
I'll never forget it, but I forgive
absolutely.
Them.
But you're not going to sit and dwell on it either.
Right.
Because you know that was a dark place. Was a dark place. You don't want to be in that dark place. So
I was a baby, basically.
And you thank God that you made it through.
11 and 12 years old, that's a baby, you know.
Yeah.
And then for me to get scolded and beat behind it, that was even the worst part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that's why I don't give myself freely. No, I mean, you know, that could have been something that messed me up for the rest of my life.
That's right.
You know, because I didn't talk about it. And when I did talk about it, I'm the one that got the worst end of the stick.
Well, see, that's like, not to really change the subject a little bit, that's like with, I'm going to the media real quick, with Dwayne Wade now having a baby
mm-hmm.
with, you know, he had a baby outside of him and Gabby's relationship. They just recently had a baby or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and she still accepted his proposal. So that just shows you how she forgave him. who are we to say that? Why should she do that? This is something for her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She forgave him, accepted him back, whatever. You know, and not to say all the time that people that you forgive, that you actually have to deal with them again, because you don't. As long as you forgive
that's
them,
true.
Whatever happens after that situation is whatever happens. You
yeah.
know, so
right.
that doesn't
and
mean you have to have
it.
Them.
I think from what they say, he confessed to it, and she forgave
exactly.
him. And
yeah, she forgave so.
It was when they were apart, you know, but he
uh-huh.
brought it out. I mean,
yeah.
because it would have hurt, I'm sure it would have hurt worse if he would have waited, they got married, then he comes out, well,
with
I've
an illegitimate child, right?
I got a kid.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, well, when did this happen? I don't care if it did happen when we were apart. You should have brought it up as soon as we got back together.
Right.
Which
right.
he did.
Right.
So,
no,
you know,
no, hold,
you,
no,
you, you...
Holding on to that.
You might as well forgive him because he did come out up front with it.
Mm-hmm.
He
yeah.
could have kept it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's the thing too about forgiving. When, and that's not to say the people. I'm talking now with couples. That's
uh-huh.
not to say that you're not going to get into confrontation again. But I don't want to be arguing about old stuff. Let it be a new
exactly.
problem.
Exactly.
Let
well,
it be a new
problem.
You
remember when you was talking
not
to
here arguing
so.
About something that happened years or months ago, and you
exactly.
still want to bring it up.
Right.
No. Let it be.
Well,
a,
you remember
let it be
when
a new
she
problem.
Said this or he said that? And you went back and you was talking to him, and how long ago was that? I don't care if it was 2 days ago. If I've said I'm sorry, that's bygones. Let bygones be bygones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because yesterday was yesterday. Today is today, and tomorrow is tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and if we keep living with that same lie, it's never going to work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially in a relationship,
exactly.
it's never going to work.
You can deal with 100 different new problems, like I said. But when you're dealing with that same problem over and over and over again, a line has
the
to be drawn.
The same old thing.
But
know,
now
if
I'm gonna forgive
you like,
for what happened, but now I gotta cut you off.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean,
like
you
I
know
said,
what? Well,
like I said, sometimes you have to separate yourself from that person, period, in order to
that's
move
true.
On, in order to be able to forgive and move on completely.
Yeah.
Yep. That's true.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. That's
true.
That's again, just to have your sanity, if nothing else.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, yeah. Listen, there
have
were plenty of times where I felt
nothing
like...
else.
Many of times where I felt like I was going crazy, thinking
yeah,
something was wrong
I'm
going to
love
me.
You from a distance
but,
now.
Yeah. Had to separate.
Yeah.
Get away from it.
Yep.
I mean, you know, like you said, sometimes... you know, even if you're not wrong, sometimes you still got to be the bigger and better person and say, hey, babe, or hey, sister, uncle, brother, whoever, I am
uh-huh.
sorry. You know, and you don't have to go into details to say, you know, you was wrong or
right.
I was wrong. No. It don't matter who was wrong. Just be the bigger and better person and say, I'm sorry. It don't take nothing but 2 seconds to say I'm sorry,
and mean it.
Exactly,
mean
because
it.
You never know.
You
never
know.
You
gotta dig deep sometimes, and a lot of times, and for be able to forgive ourselves, because carrying that guilt
it's
around,
true.
Like someone mentioned a little while ago, carrying that guilt around of you know of knowing that you did something wrong yourself, and coming to grips with it, and then being able to forgive yourself first.
Yes.
And then you can be able to move on to be able to forgive that person who has done you wrong.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And on that note, ladies, we're going to go to a song called Amazing Woman. Amazing
Ooh.
Woman by Rezzy V. By Rezzy V. It's called Amazing Woman.
Okay.
Everybody hold that note. We're going to hold your thoughts. And you want to keep a squad. Go to the song.
Yeah. Union, baby. Remake.
Union. You know. Red. I
cannot describe. The feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes. When you're gone, I am sick, baby, what would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin. Anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do. Your intentions from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible. And all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga wanna marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in. Lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart. Drug at me, hooked on you. No words can explain your amazing glow. Like a full moon at night, girl, you shine so bright. I made up my mind, so divine with you. Profound in this love, once again it's true.
Light, ocean, water, beach, sand. Fuck what he, she saying. We plan on ignoring all the rumors. Wish it could've happened sooner. You brighten up my day without your voice. It is Luna, the only girl I'd ever consider having my junior. And the daughter be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you. That's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes. For that, you my queen. I'm your king to the days and in these days. I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you. I love you.
Nice. You know what? And I like that because people appreciate when you hear stuff like that coming from others. Like, you know what? You're an amazing person. I appreciate you.
That was a nice song. I've never heard it. Red
that
vocals.
Was nice.
Wow.
He was on Rich's show. He was on Rich's show.
Oh,
that's one of the URA's unsigned artists.
Oh, okay. That's a nice song.
Let me tell
yeah,
you, Richmond be having some serious artists come through his show.
You know, this guy has some beautiful songs, you know, and that song right there, Amazing Woman, that's me.
Yeah.
I am the amazing queen of a woman.
And you better know it. You better claim who you are. You understand what I'm saying? You better claim who you are because people going to make their own interpretations about you.
That's true.
People do that.
Exactly.
So you know who you are. You ain't got to worry about whatever anybody else thinks or says.
Know yourself.
You
got to
know who you are.
Know who you are.
It's not wrong.
You know, so that's
who you
like,
are.
You know, when you sit down, you know, and sometimes you've, like, been in a relationship where that person has just torn you down.
Mm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
you're sitting there and it's like you can't even forgive yourself. Like, what did I do so wrong? Or am I that bad of a person? You know?
Yeah, questioning yourself,
Yeah, you know, and you just have to sit back and say, hey, but then when you come along with somebody else, it's like, wow, this person sees a different total outlook in me.
Yep, they see something else.
You know, you see the goodness in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say I know that I'm not a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is for that king to make me that queen.
That's a hint
and
to somebody who's listening.
Yes.
Oh, girl.
All right.
Listen.
I just need my king.
That's all right.
Oh.
Now, again, you got to know who you are. Like I said, I know I'm a good person. You know what I'm saying? I try
right.
to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? We know that sometimes we fall short. We do fall short. You can't beat yourself up about it, though.
We all do.
You can't beat yourself up about it.
What'd you say, Rachel?
We are not perfect. We are not perfect.
None of us. None of us.
Mm-hmm.
By a long shot. Nobody. You know, I don't care about you going to church if you're kicking up your heels every Sunday. Monday
mm-hmm.
through Sunday, Sunday through Saturday,
mm-hmm.
you're still not perfect.
I know that's
exactly.
right. Because you got
no
some people that go to church that's just as raggedy.
Man.
I say something?
You better say that. Walking around like they holier than thou and can't wait to get out to church to take a sip of beer or whatever. You know, or to curse the neighbor out, whatever it is. You know, you going to church doesn't make you a Christian, though.
Right, exactly. I was watching Steve Harvey one time. I don't remember which show it was of his, but he was saying when he was a young boy in church, there was this one lady he would love to sit next to in church because all the rest of the people, you know, they're holier than thou. But he sat next to this one lady, and all she did was cuss all the time. It made him feel like, okay, there are real people in the world. And all this one lady did was cuss all the time, and he loved to follow this lady around.
You mentioned, you know, like the shows and everything, and I think it was Tyrone talking earlier.
Uh-huh.
About, you know, God sees and hears and knows everything we're doing before we do it.
Uh-huh.
On Judge Mathis today, this one was talking about she had to take the man outside the church to curse him out because she didn't want to curse him out in the church for God to hear. Well, sweetheart, God to heard it before you even said it.
Exactly.
What's the difference of being in the church and outside the church? Cursing him out. You going to take the time to go out of church to curse him out, then y'all walk back into church.
Listen. But is Barry and Tyrone still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I wasn't doing much, but I thought it.
Okay. We definitely have entered the second hour. And during our second hour, we have a portion of the show where we either do Diva Mail or, you know, we try to throw a little twist in the show or throw something interesting in there. Or answer this phrase. We do have a Diva Mail tonight, if I may.
Yes, you may. I love Diva Mail.
Uh-oh.
I love Diva Mail. They get real. They get good. Diva Mail be serious. Go on, Sister Rachel.
This one isn't that deep, but this person has been emailing me. Did you read it yet? So I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Okay, dear Divas, I am 50 years plus. I am a married man and have been married for 5 years plus. Now, we both cheated from day one, but we are both ready to stop and settle down with each other. Now, here we are. They're married. But I'm not going to be the one to judge. Anyway, his question is, do you think it's possible to forgive and not forget, or should I forgive and forget?
What happened?
Oh. Well, listen, if they continue to stay in their marriage, if they continue to stay in that marriage, they will have to forgive. I'm sure they won't forget.
They're never going to forget because they've been doing it since day one. But if they're on the same page as far as them ready to be each other's husband and wife without interruption, then, hey, he's going to have to forgive her. Or they're going to have to forgive each other. Mm-hmm. You know, understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they have to be on the same page.
Right.
Start being honest with each other. So, you know, people got to understand when you taking those vows, I'm not a married woman, but I do know the rules. You have to know the rules to the game before you play it. So
I've been there before.
Listen,
and
if you take those vows are very sacred, and you're supposed to take that whole situation as your vows. You don't understand what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
This is for your life.
They're supposed to be sacred.
They are.
Right.
They are. It's, you know what? It's just too many, too much mediocre or whatever, for a lack of better word.
But you know what? A lot
mediocrity
of people
going on with great relationships now. People are doing a reality TV thing when it comes to their own relationships, and it's detrimental. It's detrimental.
Yeah. You know, some people get married just to say that you're married. You know, but
Exactly.
That's what happened with me because I was young, you know, and unfortunately I still carry that man's last name.
But I mean, when you said I do, you earned that. You can carry that on until you take somebody else.
I don't want that name.
Well, give it back then.
I can't.
Give it back then. Give it back. We'll get yours back then.
Unfortunately, I put my daughter in there, so I'm stuck with it until I make it a new name.
Yeah,
I will drop it once I do, and if I do, you know, ever get married again, that name got to go. My daughter can carry it on.
Like I said, I'm carrying my name. I'm just keep on adding on because my kids carry that name, so I want to keep the same name as my kids.
And your children.
I still want to keep my maiden name, and then, you know, in the future, if I get married again, then I'll add on that next name. As odd as it may seem, I earned that.
When
they're going to be like, her name is to be continued on the other side of the page. Check it out.
You already can't fit on my IG.
Yeah,
well,
I know that's
another,
right.
We have another email, Diva Mail. This is just a question. Which comes first, grieving or forgiving? I don't think there's a right or wrong answer for that. Which comes first, grieving or forgiving?
I think grieving comes first.
Uh-huh.
I think. That's my personal opinion.
That's your personal
opinion. I think
grieving
comes
That's my
first
personal
too.
Opinion. Some people may think different.
Yeah, because you grieve about it, and then, you know, you figure out, do I forgive?
I mean, you have some people that will hold on to that, too, even after they claim they've forgiven
exactly.
the person. They have people that will hold on to it, to whatever
but,
the situation
know,
is.
Like I said, you know, you say what you'd have said, then you have time to really sit back and think about it, like, wow.
Well,
you know,
see, that's why you got to. That's
then
why
you
supposed
also,
to think about it
head,
first.
You know, like, in your head, you like, wow. If I even call this person, are they going to forgive me for all the things that I said?
Divas, you know, hold on a minute, Divas. Barry and Tyrone, I'm sorry, Don. We're so used to us Divas.
Exactly.
Please give your feedback, Barry and Tyrone. We want to hear what you guys have to say. The Dons are important to us.
For this, Tyrone, it all boils down to human nature.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to forgiving and forgetting, both of them pretty much stand right at the same level, whichever one we decide, whether it's first or whatever. I mean,
whichever
still,
order.
It the order don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It still boils down to human nature, and that's where God comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have God in your life, everything else will work itself out.
You right?
Because as far as human nature, it's really impossible to forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether we want to admit that or not, it's impossible to forget.
Yeah.
Now, the forgiving part, that's where God come in.
Right.
Yep.
You ain't going to forget it. I know I ain't never forgot.
Of course you remember past situations. You do. That's
Like you said, that's just in the nature of humans. That's how the brain works. You know, we have to get into a whole psychology course right on that note. But,
I want to say something to Tyrone because I've been knowing him for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that I first met was so ruthless, honestly. But the person that I know now, you're so humble, and I love that, and I love you.
Oh,
I just want to tell you, LeBron, I love you.
Well, you know what I've been through. After I lost my homie, a lot of things changed.
Yeah. And sometimes it takes to, you know, I was talking with someone about that. You got to hit rock bottom sometime to really see reality, to face reality.
Yeah.
And it's sad that you have to go there, but sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
So,
definitely,
yeah. Barry, what's your intake?
I think that grieving comes first because you got to grieve and then you forgive, because you forgive and you start grieving, it'll come back in a cycle, you know. So,
rehatch, yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taking yourself right back to the same spot.
Yes.
Waypoint.
Yeah.
Good point.
But, you know, I mean, God called you to forgive. You know, you need to forgive. You have to forgive, you know. And it says, love. The hardest thing is a Christian for me is to love your enemies, because, you know, if people do wrong and spiteful like that, and you're supposed to love them, and if they say if they're hungry, feed them and this and that. That's
mm-hmm.
a task. That's a task. When somebody's doing you wrong, whatever, and you're still supposed to love them.
That's hard.
But that shows, you know, God went to the cross for us, so, you know, he loved us.
That's
now,
right.
He did nothing wrong. He sent his son down here, and they just spat on him and stuff, so it says that they hated me first, you know. So if you become a Christian, people are going to hate you and target you too, so you just got to accept it and keep walking. But that's very hard to do. But
But like you say, sometimes you got to turn the other cheek and be, you know, you got to be that Christian that you claim to be.
We're going to go in the natural first. Again, a lot of times, you can't hardly control yourself. You can't control what other people do. You can't control what they think. You can't control what they say. You understand what I'm saying?
That's true.
This is what we were saying earlier. Then you have to remove yourself from a situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? You have to just remove yourself from a situation when you know it's not a healthy situation. I'm
going
to remove myself because, again, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what's going to happen next. So I'm going to keep myself protected, and I'm going to remove myself.
And it's bad when you
got to separate the actual feeling from the emotion. So, you know.
But
what are we working
with? You know, when you wait years and years of taking abuse, you know, you find yourself sometimes looking at that situation like when you get ready to get into something new, am I going to go through the same thing? You know, but that's where you can't bring in the old baggage. You got to leave it behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could forgive someone for just dogging you out for 4 years, you got to move on.
And let me tell you, 4 years is light. You got some people that go lifetimes being abused.
Exactly. I mean, not for the abuse.
For the lack of them knowing who they are and what they stand for. That's a lack of them knowing who they are and knowing what they stand for.
Self-esteem plays a major role.
Let me tell you something about self-esteem. It's serious. That's a serious thing. You know, some people are just a lot stronger than others. Some people deal with things in different ways.
That's
true. So, you know, it's only how you deal with things.
There are some people that got too much self-esteem.
And you know it.
But you know, low self-esteem comes in and plays a part of that, too.
Because that person probably has been
mentally abused to the point like you're nobody, you're never going to amount to anything. So, you know, you're thinking maybe in your head that, hey, maybe I can't do any better.
The devil is a lie.
You got to rethink yourself and be like, hey, I know I can do better.
Exactly.
I know I can do better.
And as I mentioned before, relationship addiction exists. Relationship addiction. I always bring this up. And I had to claim my victory over being a victim of it.
Yep.
Right. You know, because mental abuse is worse, just as bad as physical abuse. I don't care what.
Oh, it is. It's equally bad to me.
It's equally bad.
Trust me, I see it. I see it within my own family sometimes where, you know, a woman dealing with a guy who got her thinking that he's the only one that she could ever deal. I say, you know what? Sometimes you have to prove things to people. You can't tell them anything. You have to show them. I'm going to show you different. I'm going to show you different.
Right.
But some people don't believe sugar is sweet.
You got a point.
And you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make
them drink
it.
You can't make them drink it.
You can't make them drink.
And then those that think that the grass is green on the other side, baby, don't go to that other side and then think you're going to cross back that fence.
Start with the person in the mirror. Start with the person in the mirror. That's you.
Listen, you know, we have that conversation many a times about you knowing who you are. You know what I'm saying? Standing your ground of who you are. You know, being comfortable with who you are.
You
have a lot of people that think they have to have somebody around them to complete them. You know, that are afraid to be alone. But that's a whole nother show. But you know, you have some people that are like that. So.
If it ain't a cool situation,
you have to remove yourself.
I
made a post, you know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. I got him. I got my babies. I got my family. If I don't have nobody else in my life, I will be content.
I will be all right.
You know, because like you say, once you made that amend, and you know, hey, you feeling good about it, let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Like you say, you call off a thing. Whether somebody accepted or not, that's on them. And we're not going to sit around and whine about
it. And dwell on that one situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I got bigger and better things in life to look forward to.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, and again, forgiveness just offers you growth. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for yourself to forgive. You know, like Mona was saying earlier, you know, that's powerful.
Yeah.
For you to have that willpower to forgive. You know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, it's a good thing. It just releases that stronghold that situation has on you. Not necessarily that person. It's just the situation, period, that has on you. Like, oh.
Come on, Miss Barry. Y'all can chime in. We ain't telling y'all.
She's still mad. She's still mad, huh? You still mad at that?
I'm just sitting here.
The callers and listeners, so if you're on the line listening, please press that 1. And if you are, you know, on your computer or whatever, call into the show.
Because we see you.
The
number,
we know
the lines are lit up.
Yes. The number is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in on the conversation. We would love to hear your feedback. You don't have to tell your name. You can go under an alias. We just want to hear what you have to say. Call in. Join in on the conversation.
Absolutely.
You can be too pearly.
Because you might know something that somebody else doesn't. You understand what I'm saying?
And your thoughts may help somebody else out. At the end of the day.
Shout out. Yeah, if you want to give callers just to give a shout out, do that.
Do that too.
And keep it moving. Show your love. Keep it moving. We want to hear you. We want to hear your voice. Call
us.
Happy New Year.
give us some of them crazy resolutions y'all got going on. I'm gonna fix my savings account so I can set it up so my checking account can match. That's my New Year's resolution.
I mean, you know.
And guess what? They both being a negative.
It's definitely been a great show, you know. And
definitely.
Like I say, you couldn't have touched on nothing better than forgiveness. You know.
Yeah.
I think that was the better and greater part of the topics, you know, because nobody's really doing New Year's resolutions anymore.
Uh-huh.
In that case, you should do, like you said, a resolution every day.
Every day, because you know why? Every day is a whole new day. It starts a whole new life.
I can't relive yesterday.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
Much
yesterday
as
is a history.
Tomorrow's a mystery. We're going to live for today. Today is
right.
an important
yeah.
word. Today. You know?
Mm-mm.
And tomorrow is tomorrow. Well, listen, a lot of people can't say that today. You understand
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying?
That is so true.
Because yesterday was there today, and that was it. So.
You know,
yeah.
I was like even like the news. It's depressing, you know. And I don't know. I just live from one day one day at a time. And that's all you're supposed to do, and
yeah.
all you can do.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yesterday is going.
Just make whatever
tomorrow,
day count. Just
mine.
Make it count. Do something productive. Do
yes.
something different that you ain't do. I don't want to be doing the same thing I did yesterday. That's New Year's resolution. I don't want to be doing the same thing I did yesterday today. Unless you're going to work. We know that's a schedule. We know your job is a schedule. But outside of
mm-hmm.
that, you know what I'm saying, do something a little different.
Yeah, because sometimes
yeah.
I just be walking around through the house and I think about something. I ask God for forgiveness in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if I know it's unliking of him. Forgive me for what I've done. You know, I know that I said that I was going to change. I was going to do something differently. But
like, Lord, you know I'm a liar.
Forgive me.
You know I be telling the story.
Exactly. Exactly.
Lord, you know I was just telling. You know I was just kidding,
yeah,
right, Lord?
I said I was going to stop smoking yesterday, God, but I didn't do it. I lied. You know, but please forgive me because, you know, I know that I was lying from when I first said it, I was lying.
Mm-hmm.
When you said it, you were smoking a cigarette.
Well, I probably was. I can't even lie. I probably was.
We know how to work. Again, we
and
know
contemplating
how that
on when
again,
I'm going to have the next one.
It's no food, no fun. But you know, we know how the flesh works.
But you know, it's even sadder because I can see that I got one cigarette right. And I'd be like, well, I'm going to see how long I can go without it, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hold out with the morning.
Wait a minute. This is the bad part, right? When you call the store and say, yeah, I need a pack of Newport 100s.
you got the number to the store?
Keep that
girl,
store open. Until
you
I
better
get
hunch because
right
I sure will call and order my cigarettes.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Like you said, that one cigarette, light it and duck it out just to get the taste.
Honey, wait a minute. What did we had that little snowstorm the other day?
Oh, God.
I sure did. I looked at my pack and I said, ooh, wait. This is not going to last me through the night, right? I called the store. I said, can I get a Pepsi and a 2-liter Pepsi and a pack of Newport? As a matter of fact, since the weather kind of bad, make it 2 packs.
Oh,
I got it. They brought it.
Wow.
Listen, they know me so well that I don't even have to, normally you have to order like $10 worth of food, you know, and then maybe order the cigarette. Honey, they used to charge me $10 to bring me a pack. I didn't care. They don't even charge me the
$10. Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Oh, I'm praying for you, sister.
Oh,
God. Lord.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
The power of addiction, man.
Yeah. But you know what? I'd rather be smoking cigarettes than doing other things.
I know that's right.
Because there's other stronger addictions out there that you can't, you know.
Hmm.
It was easy for me to kick before, but... Uh-huh. I don't even look back on those days.
Yep.
That's why I don't play at that playground.
That's
I asked for forgiveness and to take it away from me. It was taken away from me, and I left it alone.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
Well, Divas, we do have another caller on. Don't laugh too hard. Chicky Chicky, go on the line. Chicky Chicky, Chicky Chicky.
Oh, Lord.
There's a movie.
Oh,
Lord.
Here, Chick.
Happy New Year.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm cold now.
Yeah. How was your holidays, Chick?
It was good, man. I was with family, man. It was nice, man. It was, I can't complain.
Is the baby here yet?
Huh?
Is the baby here yet?
Now, the baby's doing May.
Oh, so, wow, I'm way ahead.
But the baby's in the stomach, though. So that's a good thing. We're going to thank God for that. The baby's in the stomach.
Amen.
So what's going on with you, Chicky Chick?
Hey, man, I got a whole bunch of good news now. Man, I got me a little manager, man. I got gigs going on. I'm opening up for Blue Magic next month for Valentine's Day. Your boy doing some things.
Okay. Have you heard our topics for tonight?
No, I'm sorry. Y'all know how my Wednesdays. Wednesdays is family night. We try to make it more exclusive, but, you know, I still got my obligation to the radio show. So I was with family all the way up until the time I called them.
Okay. Well, the topic is New Year's resolutions, if you have one, and how do you begin to forgive someone?
Wow. I don't know if it's a New Year's resolution, but I said, you know, I'm going to try to treat my body right. The doctor said I need to do some changes in my diet. So I said, well, you know, I'm going to do this year. I'm going to try to take care of myself. And being that my job gave me health insurance and making it easier.
Okay.
You know, so I no longer eat red meat or dairy. So the boy, I'm like 240 pounds now. So I'm trying to get back down to my stomach.
Woo-wee! Go, Chicky!
y'all can check it out on my Instagram, my Twitter, man. I'll be putting up meals, diet meals of the day, trying to show everybody how I'm working through every day. So every day I post my little meals up, let them know that you can really do it. You can be a chef in the kitchen. We're working on a comedy. I'm working on a comedy cookbook. It's called I Don't Just Tell Jokes, I Cook Too. So look out for that.
Okay.
I'm trying to do some things, man.
Don't be putting salt in there when it's supposed to be sugar now.
You said what now?
Don't be putting salt in the cookbook when it's supposed to be sugar.
Nah, I'm trying to show everybody you don't have to use no salt, especially black people. You love salt. I'm showing everybody herbs and spices that we can use to pep up your food, you know.
Okay. I want to know one thing. Are you still on Facebook?
No, I no longer have a Facebook account right now.
Okay.
Due to my management and what they think I should do right now, we are constructing. I'm constructing a whole new image right now. So we revamping myself. So that was I have a comedian page, and then I'll be opening my account back up for my family page. So I was doing like a rehaul of about who was important on my page.
Because I was feeling some type of way. So with that being said, I will forgive you.
Okay. The thing about forgiveness is, man, is about, I guess it depends on how the walk you're walking in. You know, if you walk with Jesus in your heart and, you know, God forgives us for everything, he just forgives you, forget. But the thing about us is that we human, we still got flesh, so it's hard for us to forget about the thing. But the way that you begin to forgive is you come to understand and knowing that, you know, everybody is subject to mistakes. And knowing that the things that you harboring somebody else on can be the same thing they can be harboring you on. So I think that makes it a little easier for the situation. I mean, I'm personally going through stuff like that where, you know, not getting too personal, but, you know, a thing about forgiveness, man. Because, you know, about my past, everybody hasn't, you know, forgiven me about my past or things that have come up or reoccurring things of my past. But, you know, you got to continue walking to it and hoping that if you're the forgiver, that what you can do is, you know, knowing what you're forgiving that person for. So I think that's really important. Is it worth for you to be holding on to something that you're remembering in your heart? But it's easier said than done.
Right.
That's right.
Okay,
it is a hard thing, and it takes a lot of willpower for it to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, you must forgive yourself first.
I really miss all y'all, man. It's like,
I miss you too.
It was like, you know, especially with everything, I guess all the reoccurring things that everybody goes through their life, man. It's like, I'm going back to commitments and going back to responsibilities, man. And that's what the holidays do, make you forget about little things that you, and you know, it's kind of hard getting into it. Just like with my diet, I'm supposed to be working out, but that becomes a little harder. and being more of a closer family man than I was, because, you know, my comedy game was jumping off. I did a thing where I was, like, counting my how many times I did shows last year, and I didn't even think about that like that. I did a whole bunch of shows, and, you know, I was taking away a lot of time with my family, and so what I'm focusing on, man, is getting a better person in the priorities of my life. That's by being, you know, being a childly guy, being a husband, being a father, and being a man in that order. Everything else comes after that.
That divine order, let me tell you.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
we've come to that time.
I miss everybody, man. I really do miss y'all, man. I really do.
Miss you, too.
I know. It seems like forever, right?
You too. Yeah. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year, yes.
Merry Christmas, happy birthday, and all them other things.
Oh. The thing about Facebook is that, you know how you think that you'll miss something? And it'd be a time when you ain't had no Facebook, man. And sometimes you gotta let go of a lot of things and for you to be able to feel better about yourself. But letting go of my Facebook account, even though it's coming back, but letting it go, I ain't do that mockery of chasing around, seeing what's in my inbox, is going on. You know, it feels kind of good, man. Now, Instagram is kind of harder, because once you get rid of it, you can't keep your pictures. So I'm actually trying to find a way to get rid of my Instagram. So I'm just trying to have, like, a total cleansing and then come back, because I need to focus on what I want to do as far as my comedy. No compromising, doing what I am. And that's what my management company is doing, man. Make sure I really do tell jokes for a living. I tell jokes for the Lord, man. And no compromising in between.
There you
I hear that.
Right now.
That's right. Ain't no compromising. No second guessing.
But, you know, I still got my show, you know, Fall Out Comedy. It's still about GQ Palace. GQ Palace is the family. GQ Palace is the label. You know what I'm saying? It's all about I come on after y'all. You know what I mean? Diva Squad, Angie, T, Rachel. It ain't nothing changed. It's more focused. I'm just more focused right now.
You got cougars, house cats. You got cougars, house cats, leopards. You got all kind of going on.
I'm more fat and more focused. I'm 240 pounds, y'all. 240 pounds. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Congrats.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we have come to that time of the show where it's winding to the end of time. What we normally do is go around, and anyone who has any final comments on tonight's topic, if you'd like to say something before we end the show,
Yes, do we still have Tyrone and Barry on the line? Because we'll start with them. Or Mona. I don't know if Mona is still on the line, but... You know,
I'm still on the line, listening.
Okay.
While I'm baby
right.
Boy.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, we're gonna give you about a minute, so if you have any final thoughts on tonight's topic, this is your time.
Ladies first.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, I mentioned already, that I truly, truly, thoroughly enjoy the show. Some of those testimonies and some of the stories on forgiveness and everything else touched my heart. Some of it came close to home. So I just wanted to say thank you. I will be joining again, and you all be blessed.
Thank you, Mona.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Don't land on my set. What up?
I sure will. I need to get on next week.
Roma Berry.
Yeah, I just want to say y'all had a great show tonight. I really enjoyed
thank you.
It. And
thank
I will be tuning in.
Thank you.
Lord,
thank you for
my life.
Thank support.
On the regular.
All right, now.
Who's next?
I'm here.
Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think it was a good show for everybody because we all need forgiveness and we all have our hurts and hang-ups, but I think it helped everybody, well, everybody in the panel and even the people that's listening.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Chicky Chick.
Just when change comes, with change come a lot of responsibility. So, you know, when you start to forgive a person, man, it really puts a change in yourself. So, you know, what I personally do is I try not to hold on to anything and have any power myself. For anybody out there who's dealing with forgiveness issues, man, just know that you're doing it for yourself and not that person. And if God is the head of your life, if he ain't forgive you, where would you be? So just think about it like that.
All right, now.
All right. That's what's up.
Thank you. Thank you, Chicky Chick. And again, we had a wonderful show. And if you guys want me to go first, I'll go first.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Diva.
Okay. Again, we had an awesome show. You know, a lot of, like said, testimonies and a lot of comments and stuff like that. And hopefully we've helped somebody, you know, get over that hump of forgiveness. You know, tonight that was listening, that was struggling with that situation. Hopefully you've heard something on the line tonight that can help you. We want to thank the mayor also for calling in. The mayor was on earlier too. Thank him for calling in. And, you know, all our callers and listeners. And, you know, we want to thank our CEO and our executives, Rich and Lavina. You know, usually they come on tonight, but they get busy. So, you know, it's a lot of work behind the scenes when it comes to the radio show and everything. But we do appreciate them very, very much, and Happy New Year to them. And I just, again, when it comes New Year's resolutions, we know that's out for me. As far as forgiveness, I've learned again to, you know, I forgive. I do. I have a forgiving heart. And I learned not to stress over anything that I have no control over anyway. So
there you go.
I just, you know, I thank God for the opportunities we have here at the GQ Palace Radio, and hopefully everybody will tune in next week.
All right.
I'm tagging any one of you divas.
All right. I'll take the next seat. First and foremost, y'all already know I got to give it to the man above God, because without him, there is no me. I want to give thanks to our CEO and our executive, my fellow divas, T and Angie. I love y'all.
GQ Palace
family and all the other hosts, because we do have so many other shows. Our callers and listeners, callers tonight, the mayor, Ramona, Barry, Tyrone, Tia, Chicky Chick, all of the listeners, next week we are here, same time, same place. Call in, press one, join in on the conversation. Great topics tonight. I already gave my feedback on them. There is no need to get any more. I'm passing the mic to my lady, C.
What's up?
The cougar is down.
Of course, my fellow divas have basically said it all. We do appreciate everyone for their feedback on the topics, as well as just, you know, chiming in with us. The callers, we see you guys too next time. Please feel free to press 1. As we say, you don't have to give your name. If you just want to give a shout out or just say, hey, I'm just listening to you and get off, that's fine too. You know, we appreciate everyone. And there's no feedback for me as well. We have shows for everyone from Sunday through Friday. The only day that we're not on, and sometimes we are, is Saturdays. But any other days, you can tune in and you will get what you're looking for on each show. On each show. Sundays is very special. Fridays, every day is special. You know, and if you're looking for something to do, just chime in with us. Look on any of the hosts or any of our pages. You'll see the links put up. And we want to welcome you back. Next week, we're going to have a special show for our very own CEO. So make sure that you tune in. And we love you guys. Have a blessed rest of the week. And I'm out of here. And stay tuned for the comedy show next.
seen, what I've seen, that I've seen a mountain high, ain't no thing to climb, 'cause
I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to this church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just want to take a second, I'm going crazy. They say the sun is out, for me it's been snowing lately. Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me. And these little dudes tempting me to show I'm crazy. Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, 'cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. 'Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, 'cause it just ain't right. Swear it's gonna make me go insane, 'cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart, and I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. 'Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? 'Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light, 'cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find with your life, then you can sign with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude who know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out word his own brother probably swear. I'm like probably for real, with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, 'cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, 'cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart, and I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
A good round of applause for New Year's 2014. We all made it, people. Thank God, man. We all made it. 2014. Cover up, cover up, cover up. Hey, it's amazing, man. Do you understand that? It's 2014. It's your boy, Kick the Comedian. That's right. I'm back after a long hiatus. We're on vacation, man. Gigi Salas is in the building. Yo, man, I miss everybody, man. How y'all doing? What's going on? We don't want to get all emotional on my show. But y'all, I miss my audience. The 2-3 of y'all that's listening right now, I miss you. I really do that. I miss you, man. I'm sitting here in my studio, which is my bathroom. So don't get mad at me. My bathroom is very exclusive. You know, I got a big bathroom. We got the speaker system. We got the toilet. I got the speaker system. I got the toilet. I got the speaker system. I got the sink. You know, everything is just working. It's coordinating together. And it's really doing big things. 2014, your boy is back into the building. We made another year, man. I'm so excited, man. What's going on? What's going on, y'all? I wish I could get some feedback. Like, I didn't know what's going on with y'all. I want to hear somebody say, what's going on? I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. Let me tell you about my holidays. My holidays is good. All y'all know that I'm into everything. I do everything. I do comedy. I do catering. I do cartoons. I do coloring. I do all types of stuff, man. So, you know, I cook for my family, man. And we had a nice little Thanksgiving. We had a nice little Christmas. If y'all didn't know about what happened on Thanksgiving, just let y'all know. You know, Christmas is nice, man. I did a whole bunch of giving this year, man. It wasn't even receiving with me this year. It was a whole bunch of giving, man. That's why I did, man. I did a whole bunch of giving to the community, to my church, man. I did the stage play. New Year's Eve, I do it every year. If y'all don't know, the name of the stage play this year was, what's that? I asked my wife. Hey, Dave, what was the name of the play I did? Oh, yeah. Forgive me not, help me to remember. That's what the name of the play was. Forgive me not. That was actually the theme song of the play too. Forgive me not. Man, it was a really good thing. The boy, I played the senior citizen who had Parkinson's disease, like what you see with Michael J. Fox. He was shaking. Everybody said I should get an award because I shook the whole stage play. Didn't break character. It was a funny play. It was a drama too. You know how the play is. You got the emotional, you got the spiritual, you got the healing at the end. It was some type of play, but my whole character was all about seriousness. I stayed into character. While everybody else was bugging out on stage, I even did some funny parts that made people laugh. I wasn't supposed to laugh. Man, it was real bad. So your boy is doing his acting thing. As far as my comedy, I'm still doing my thing. This is like the best time of the year for all comedians, man. Everything about to break. All these production companies out, they trying to get their mark on and start doing things now. It's like, you're not even on the block. Well, y'all don't know, but you used to be on the block grinding all went long, so that way the summertime would be bumping. That's how it's always with all the comedians, man. So I got new management. I'm underneath. Your boy will be doing a thing with Blue Magic. That's right. That's right. Clap it up, y'all. Your boy is opening up for Blue Magic. Wow. Yeah, man. That right there, that will be going down. Y'all can come check me out doing that. That will be happening in Poughkeepsie, New York. That's right, February 13th, 2013, at Poughkeepsie, New York, at Cabanas. It's a restaurant, cafe, bar and club. You know the type of things y'all got in New York. Y'all call it everything. Y'all serve coffee and y'all have girls twerking. I don't understand how that happens in the same spot. But it's like one of those spots up there, Poughkeepsie, New York. Your boy's gonna be up there with Marshall Brandon. Big shout out to my man Marshall Brandon. We starting to do like a little one-two combination thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming on stage for him. 5 minutes, opening up, warming up for him. He's closing the show out. But what we're doing this time, we got a one-two combo. Your boy opening up, giving him some of that good old Christian, good old clean cut, good old funny comedy. Y'all were out cursing, y'all compromising. And then Marshall coming up there, he's doing his thing. Then you're gonna have Blue Magic. That's right up. Hurry, hurry. Before the show begins. I also like my voice. And also, just to let y'all know, what I'm going to try to do is, Rich, man, he got the talent showcase on a Friday. Man, I'm starting to know these little Blue Magic cats like that. I'm going to try to see if we can get them on GQ Palace, man. So look out for Blue Magic on GQ Palace. We're going to bring him to the football. You know your boy, we're going to touch a class. So I'm making all these connections. Why not bring him through? I don't want to bring him to my comedy show because that's what we got to do. I can't start talking about their voices. Understand right now. Let me get my check first, and then we can talk about them. but we're going to try to make that big happen. Yo, big shout out to all my radio mates, man. Y'all don't understand, there's a lot of things that's going on in the background. There's a lot of things that we got to do. Big shout out to Rich, man, because he's holding this all together. I don't even know how he does it, but I guess it's just his grind. You can't question nobody else's grind, but this is his grind. I can't do what he do. Maybe he could do what I could do, but he's an old head. You know, he go back in the day. Back in the day. Yeah. But, yo, that's how he is. He's back in the day. Big shout out to Rich, man. Big shout out to Geeky Powers. Your boy is back in the building. Clap it up for that. It's Fallout Comedy Wednesdays with your boy, Chick the Comedian, Donald Tim. Every Wednesday, he's back, baby. We are back. We are doing big things. We are doing big things, man. And like I said, I got this thing going on. Y'all can go on the website. It's Gig Salad, right? Gig Salad is a place where they get you, like, bookings. So I'm surprised that a lot of people don't know about this, man. What happens is, you're on this vast website. You know, you put a city in, your city where you're there in. I'm in, like, a 200-mile radius. So anybody that punched their stuff up within that radius, they say, okay, I'm looking for a Christian comedian. Boom, your boy comes up there. So they can be over there, and we say, okay, we can negotiate a contract. They got my phone number up there. We can do different things. It's kind of amazing, man, the things that you can do to really get yourself exposure, man, to keep the person, out here doing this recklessness, man. I want to say my prayers to everybody out here in Essex County, man. It's really dangerous going on right here. Now, this ain't even no joke, y'all. There's people out here dying last year, man, at a wrecking pace out here in Newark, man. We had a killing out at the mall out here, man. Guys killed the guy while he was white, man. And I'm just so thankful, man, that, you know, I have done a 180 with my life. Let everybody know, if you're listening right now, I'm going to throw a little joke in here. You can't do a 360 with your life. That means you turn right back around and went back doing what you did before. So make sure you don't say it. Make sure you say, I did a total 180. 180 means that you turned your back to all that stuff, man. So that's what I did, and I turned my back to all this stuff now. Your boy tells jokes for a living. He tells jokes for a living. He cages on the side. He does his little thing. I even got a cookbook coming out called I'm Not Just a Comedian, I Cook Too, man. We're doing some big things right now. So clap it up for this GQ talent show. You got all types of blessings, man. I want to start my New Year's off right. I want to start my New Year's off right with me having a comedian guest. I told y'all before that I wanted to have some comedian guests on my show every week. But what happened was this week, man, like I said, man, a lot of guys got bookings, man, and Wednesday seems to be like a premiere night before the weekend turns on. Wednesday is what we call a rec room. What happened at these rec rooms is where you go, you go try your new jokes and where you go try all your new material. And don't get it twisted, y'all. Kevin Hart does the same thing. I just want to say that to y'all because a lot of people be sitting back and thinking that this grind, it just stopped. No, Kevin Hart, I tell him too. Y'all think he just stepped up and just say he's funny? No. He got to go in front of a crowd, too. So he go back to the little rock rooms that we call, the little chicken shack type of places. He go in there and tell jokes, man, and see if the crowd won't like him. Because if you like them in them small ones, we get in front of them big ones, it ain't no problem. I tried to explain to somebody before, man. Like, when you're doing comedy and you're already funny, like Eddie Murphy right now. Eddie Murphy can say, Eddie Murphy, he's coming to Radio City Music Hall. Buy your ticket. You're going to buy your tickets. You're like, did you see Eddie Murphy on stage in a long time? You just know the man funny. So when he get up there, he's going to come out, and he might have a white cat suit on with Timberland boots and a Ralph Chasdan autographed Kango, and he's going to be like, oh, yeah, he's so funny. And he's going to get up there and tell jokes. Oh, my God, he's so funny. And it might not be a funny joke, but you know what? You're anticipating the funny because you know what? He built up his image. He built up his Eddie Murphy. So that's what I'm trying to do with myself, y'all. I'm trying to build up my image. Right now, when I step on the stage, they're about to say, oh, my God, that's Chicky Chick. He's so funny. Oh, he's going to fall off top four days right after the Diva Squad. Good plugin right there. Y'all like that plugin? Big shout-out to the Diva Squad. Clap it up for the Diva Squad. They come on from 7 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday. I'm not the guys, are you familiar with the smart guy? Did y'all know Smart Guy was Tia and Tamara's little brother? And he used to come on. So everybody used to watch his show. They used to watch the Tia and Tamara show. But the little brother still had his show. So I'm just like that. I'm like the little brother who come on after their show. You know, a few little stragglers hang on. But you know what? My little audience that listen, Y'all know y'all listening to Pure Comedy right now. Y'all know y'all listening to The Future. Y'all going to be able to say, now, I usually be tuning into that guy's show every week. He's hilarious. Because, yeah, best believe, long as God got me, nobody can be against me. That's biblical. That's the script. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes. So I'm saying Comedy Wednesdays with your boy, Chicken Comedian. The number is 646-200-3838. I'm saying it again. 646-200-3838. Right now, if you're in front of your computers, I need you to pick up your phone right now. Dial that number. And if you're another press one, just stay right there. Let me be ratings up. Tell a friend. Turn it over on Facebook. I'm sorry right now, y'all. I'm rewrapping my page, my image right now. I ain't got my Facebook up. But you can still follow me on Twitter. Still follow me on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Get Salad. Check the meeting. Check me out. I got my own YouTube page, too. Check out my YouTube page. It's really informative. I got a whole bunch of videos up there. And I even got past episodes of GQ Palace up there on my YouTube page. So when you click it, boom, it takes you right back to GQ Palace page and Blog Talk Radio. That's the connection that we put. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to play a quick song. We're going to get this stuff together. I'm going to try to call one of my comedian friends. What we're going to do, right? We're going to call him on the line. We're going to try to get him on. And he ain't going to know who on the radio. We're just going to see what type of stuff he's talking about. And he don't even know his business being full. So we're going to try to see if we're going to do that right now. Get with your voice, keep it comedian. We'll be right back, yo. I'm about to see. My friend, we're going to try to see if we get Marjorie Brandon on the phone. Why not? I'll be right back, boys. Chicken comedian, we're going to go to the phone. We're talking to people.
About to spit a holy verse. I'm coming from James 1 and 2, and it's talking about me and you. It says my brother in talent, all joy when temptation's coming for you. See what that means is lay back, sit back, relax, and let the devil play his hand. Patience is a virtue, you are just a man. It's all in God's hands. You see, you're too blessed to be stressed, no matter what the test. Cause God never fails you yet. Won't worry, won't fret. But y'all don't hear me though. Just the believers make some noise. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Opposite girl won't be a foe, and this goes down in everybody's life. As soon as you get some more dough and buy some ice, Bentley coupes, fatigue, Tim boots, got the king outside and he picking his recruits. And he got his men outside the school to see which next kid he gonna turn to his next fool. It ain't cool, parents mad cause their child brains are stolen, or probably rolling in the bins that's stolen. Rhyme with dark sense and jail is the next place to be sent. But dog, you said you waiting on your next hit. Well, I'm waiting on my next bar to spit. And in the hood, it's a good fit. You wanna know why? Cause ASAP is behind it, this joy.
This joy! Well, they get-
Yeah. The boy's back in the building. The boy's back in the building. Do you understand when somebody says, I'm back in the building, but we in the house? I'm not back in the building. I am back on the radio show. I'm no longer in the building. I'm in the house. I did the project. And God has blessed me to be in the house. I don't own the house. I'm on the first floor. But I'm not by the big old heater pipe in the project. So clap it up for not having the big old project pipe heat no more going on in the house. Clap it up. Was that funny? I'm losing it, y'all. I'm losing it. But no, it's your boy Chick the Comedian right now, man. Your boy is on Blog Talk Radio, man. GG Talent is the station. Yo, you can check us out at blogtalkradio.com/GQ/time. Is it? No, GQ. I don't even know how to say that. Is that a slash? No, not a slash. GQ dash Talent. That's how you look us up. And you can just go on there, you go to Blog Talk Radio, put in GQ Talent. We come right up there because we like the number one baby show up there on the internet. Maybe not my show, but as the station as a whole. As the station as a whole. So I'm all for you. It's like getting a basketball team. If you're on a bench, you get a ring too? You think they care when you're up in the club? I got the ring on my finger. I don't think you know that. I get running practice. I might not get when we on NBC on Christmas Day, but I get running practice. So give it up for me having my championship ring with GQ Talent. You can win that. James put a ring on it. I just hit up like three of my comedian friends, man. I'm supposed to have it all set up right now. I want y'all to get ready for the 52 because we doing prank calls, man. I didn't want to take nothing from nobody else, but you know, I could do it too, man. So we had a prank call before, and it was very successful, man. So we're going to see if we're going to be able to do that, man. I'm going to do, like, the little Nephew Tommy type thing. But we're going to be, like, we trying to do that joint live on the air. So this ain't even getting taped. This ain't even getting, like, no, we ain't working on practicing. We calling people right live on the air. Y'all get to hear it happen right then and there, man. Big things going on GQ Palace Radio. So clap it up for that, man. Clap it up for the future, man. Clap it up for the future, man. Clap it up. If you ain't going to clap it up for the future, clap it up for yourself. Because you're looking good right there in radio. If you ain't going to clap it up for yourself. The radio clever man that presses the button. Clap it up for yourself. He went to the bathroom. But nah. This is your boy, Chick the Comedian, GQ Palace Radio, man. He's doing big things right now. Like I told y'all, man, I'm going to be out here surfing. And trying to get everything together as far as, like, for my radio show, for my comedy going on, man. So we got a lot of shows that's woken up coming on in the future. I should see that boy, too, man. I don't put all his weight. I'm, like, 240 pounds now. And the crazy thing is, I was on the Geek Squad show, right, and they were talking about forgiveness, and they was asking me about the things I forgive about, and I was telling what's going on in my life, how I gained all the weight. And she think I ain't catch it, but she was like, congratulations. So I guess she must have thought I was like 270 and I must have lost 30 pounds. But she gonna say congratulations for like I lost all this weight, but I didn't gain about 20 pounds. And she gonna say congratulations. So big shout out to T right there for trying to throw a little joke on the side. Like I ain't catch it. So right now you need to call into something and really, yo, you need to explain yourself. Cause right now I'm kind of hurt about what happened. You hurt my feelings. You hear my feelings? And I'm not able to get no clap right now, so I don't know what's going on with my show. And he's back. Yeah, this is your boy, Chick the Comedian. We back. I'm getting technical difficulties,
Right now, I'm getting signals from the studio right now. What's going on? But like I told you I'm going to hit up one of my comedy friends, man. And this man right now, he needs no introduction, man. If you follow this man right here on Instagram, man, he's having some of the funniest things going on. He's going to come on the show right now. He's going to talk about what's going on with him in 2014. I did a show with this man right here, and you know, we exchanged information. We haven't worked since then, but I know he's doing some big things out there. He's one of what I call the bright spots in Jersey comedy. That's why Jersey comedy has really got like a pipeline going on right now. So I want you to give it up right now for my man, comedian Vic Damone. What's up, Vic Damone? What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
Clap it up, baby. Clap it up for you, man.
What's going on, man? It's an honor to be on the show, man.
Yo, I told you, I was telling my audience, man, I said, yo, I got bailed out on you. I was trying to explain, so you know how dudes be working on Wednesdays, man, they get the last minute show calls, and I was thinking, you know, man, my show got messed up, and I said, let me go up here, boom. And I said, yo, soon as I went on my Instagram, I seen you, man, putting something there. I don't know if I can say what you put up there. It's not really bad. But, you know, we keep it kind of clean on my show. So why don't you introduce yourself to everybody else? I can't do no better than you can do for yourself. So introduce yourself, baby.
Hi, my name is comedian Vic Damone, calling straight out of Jersey. You know, I've been doing comedy for 2.5 years. I took a little break in between, but I'm back on the scene now, and, you know, walking a different path. So that's about it.
Yo, clap it up, he's doing great work. He's doing the 2014 work. He said, yeah. So this is comedian Vic Damone getting his thing. This is what we're doing, 2014. Look, we all do the little hiatus thing. We ain't got to ask you what you're personally going through, but like, give us right now, like what you're trying to forge right now, 2014. Where do you see your comedy thing going? You got the mic right now. Tell the audience what's going on. You got a whole bunch of people listening.
Yo, right now. I'm getting back into the comedy. I'll be back in the city, and also I'm working on trying to come out with a book. And somebody asked me, you know, it's like turning over a new leaf to tell jokes for the Lord. So, wow, that's like a big thing, you know, just slow pacing it and staying positive and be a great motivational speaker for these young people out there, because they need, you know, somebody that's in their corner and that's on their level and understand where they're coming from. You know, and not just a comedian, but also be like a entrepreneur and help give back to the community. So, I mean, I got a lot of positive things going on, and I'm just straight focused. And if y'all want to follow me, y'all can follow me at Comedian Vic Damone at Instagram.com and on Facebook also.
That's right, man. Yo, and let me know if comedian. You know what I'm saying? This I want to explain to everybody, man. Everything got an orderly way to go, right? I sit up here, and I don't even know about what's going on in my man life, right? And y'all already know I do clean comedy. My hashtag is I tell jokes for a living. I tell jokes for the Lord. And this man got right up here and said exactly what he's doing. He's doing the same thing, too. He's doing positive comedy. He's doing things to give back to the community. Hey, yo, man, it's crazy how good God is, man. I'm looking at one of your posts right now, comedian Vic Damone. Me on Instagram, let me tell you, it's comedian Vic, like V-I-C Damone. Like Vic Damone, you remember Vic Damone, son? Nick Damone, son, you know, you remember the movie? Money Talk. So it's comedian Vic Damone, V-I-C-T-A-T-H-A-M-O-A-N, Vic Damone, comedian Vic Damone, Instagram. I'm looking at one of your posts right now, man, and this is real. It says, I'm out here, about to hit these slick road people, church flow, y'all, church flow. Drive safe, people. This is what he do right now. He ain't faking. He's really about this, man. I'm really proud of you, man. I'm really proud of what's going on. Now, the other stuff we talk about is on Instagram. I just point out the church stuff. We got some other stuff going on, too. But, you know, that's just to keep it all funky, man, because you're still a comedian, right, baby?
Yeah, man. You know, it's like I take my sense of humor out of everyday life. You know, not just telling comedy, but, you know, it's comedy. I look at my comedy as an art and the way I express, and I just try to put out a message, and all depends on how I'm feeling. You know, it's just comedy. So I prefer nobody don't take it personal or how they feel. It's just all about having fun. You know, Instagram is my entertainment. When I'm on stage, that's my entertainment and also my therapy. So I'm just trying to turn over a new leaf and just have good, you know, have fun. Basically, about it, just have fun.
That's right. Yo, hey, Rick, I'm on hold, put you on right now. We got another caller that's on the line. We got somebody calling. This lady needs no introduction. She's one of three parts of the Diva Squad. She's kind of like my co-host, but she don't get paid for it. She keeps trying to get a check. I don't know what's going on. I told her, yo, disability doesn't allow for me to give my money away because it's going to stop me from eating. So give it up for my girl T right now. She's on the show right now. Give it up for T.
Hey, hey, hey. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you too. Hey, T, I want to introduce you because I know you like light-skinned dudes. So I want to introduce you to my man, comedian Vic Damone. Hey, Vic Damone, it's T. Vic Damone.
Hi. Hey,
how you doing? How you doing? What's going on?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm good. Just living a family life. You know, as a married man.
And nothing is wrong with that. You know,
hey.
Welcome to GQ Palace on the air.
Hey, look. You know, you had to put that out there. You know, she right there. She right there right now. They watching the movie. He said, like, yeah, you know, married life. I'm sitting right here, too. My wife actually just came into the studio because, you know, my studio is my bathroom. She just came into the studio.
Oh, Lord.
I can't explain what she did, but, you know, we got air freshener all in the studio. We good. We good.
You know what?
Oh, man. I bet you his fart.
Get him, Sabrina.
We good right now. Yo, hey, Vic, I'm really sitting over here. I want to give you your time, man. I'm really sitting over here bugging out, man. I'm looking at your Instagram page. It's really crazy because, like, you got, like, I don't know if anybody do Instagram, but Instagram, you only put your pictures up there. They got, like, these statements.
Exactly.
And he got some of the funniest statements going on right now. Like, I'm looking at one right now, man. It says, how dark-skinned dudes dress for the club. And he got a picture of Wesley Snipes.
Get off my Instagram.
So, what's his name? What's his name in that movie that he was in all the movies? Blade. He got a picture of Wesley Snipes. I don't see him through just in the club.
Yo, hey, man. Hey, man, it's like people be trying to go on light-skinned dudes, so, you know, hey, man, it's all out of jokes and fun, man. I had to come back and fire it, man. Because you see the chihuahua up there. They say light-skinned, skinny dudes look like this in wintertime. I mean, come on.
That's, hey, you know, that's...
To fire back and all.
Hey, that's some of the funniest things. Hey, man, that's like some of the funniest battles they got going on right now. I'm also looking at another one on your page, right? And, like, you know, we don't curse right here, so we're going to keep it funny. But this ain't really a curse. This is like a real word. But it says girls be like, you know how, you know, it says girls be like, and they got a girl on the phone on the toilet saying, girls be like, nothing, babe, I'm just laying down. Like, your girl would never admit when you call her that she's actually doodling. Like, she's using the
bathroom. Oh, my God, Chickie.
That is so true. That is true, because a lot of women do that. You know what I'm saying? I always, man, I ain't going to put nobody's names out there. And I talk to, they always go to the toilet. They hit the toilet flush, hit the spray in the background, and they hit somebody go, woo! I mean, yeah, they be letting loose.
Wow. Y'all wrong.
Hey, and look, I got to tell you about one more right now because I have never seen this one. I have never seen this. It got like, it says, how do, see, I'm asking you a question. How do Mexicans cut their pizza?
What?
How do Mexicans cut their pizza?
Caesar, little Caesar.
Little Caesar.
Little Caesar. Hey, man,
you know,
hey, look, I'm just saying this, it's so cold outside, I ain't never seen a chicken shiver in my day in my life. It's so cold outside.
Wow.
Oh,
y'all know y'all wrong.
Oh, my God. Yeah, look, he got a Christmas bug on here, right? It say Toys for Tots, right? Toys for Tots.
I'm trying to find him, Chicky.
Huh?
I'm trying to find him on Instagram.
You see, it's comedian Vic, V-I-C, Vic, the, T-H-A, not T-H-E, moan. Like you moaning, you know how you be moaning, Vic the moan.
You know what, you better hush.
Also, man, I do the open mic night. Also, I'm in Kenilworth at the Live Inn in Kenilworth, New Jersey. So every Monday, they got open mics there. So you should get out there, chick, and get on that mic, bro.
Oh, man, you got oh, let me go on.
He loves mics. He loves to do the mic.
Look, we about to do a little thing. I always want to do this. So look, just tell your people to get in my people, and we know we get together. But you know, I don't know if you got no people, so that means just hit me up with my phone. I know I still got your phone. You don't want to put it out on the air like that. No, because we mad men can't give out the number. But you got somebody that's gonna be trying to be funny. Oh my God, can I sleep with Chase? You don't even know me.
Yeah, I don't get like everybody my number. But what I do is, you know, I make sure that when I do get my number, I keep everything professional because I have a lot of business cards out there in the universe. So, you know, I have to stay on top because I get booked for comedy shows like crazy. So it's going to be my first time back on stage in a few months that I actually been on stage telling jokes again. So get back, get ready, lock cock, ready to rock.
Vic, have you ever been to Asbury Park, New Jersey?
I never been to Asbury, but I had offers. I performed at Gotham Broadway, New York Comedy Club. I came in second place as best comedian. I performed in Jersey. You know, I performed on stage with, you know, Chick the Comedian, Chicky Chick. I've been at Allure's. I've been at Scotty's Comedy Cool. You know, I opened up for a few people. I've been around.
I want to let everybody know. Oh, y'all just think I'm going to give you no funky comedian up here. Yeah, this comedian is Victor Moe. Make sure y'all follow what we're going to do right now. We're going to also put up on the page. And T, I'm going to hit you up with his info. You know, matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do it right now because I got T number. Boom, T. I'm about to hit you up. Hey, T, you didn't change the number, right?
No, I didn't.
So look, we're going to hit T up.
I'm still good.
She's going to put it on the GQ Power page. She's going to put all your information up there on GQ Power page. Hey, T, is your number 732?
The 9876 at the end.
Oh, you just trying to give it up. Oh, she's
no!
Trying to give it up.
No!
She's trying to give that number.
I ain't say that was a number, so you know what
to do. I'm about to give up my number. I'm about to give up my number.
You better not.
Now, just because I'm trying to be on the street, right? I'm trying to be on the street. See, I just said, I have my number. Because I'm going to
see what I go through. This is what I go through every time I'm with him on his show. He wants to act up. I don't know why. You know, I've seen him in person, but I'm going to make him cry again. When I seen him, he was that little rude boy, you know, the little ultimate nasty boy. But this is my little brother from another totally different planet than what I met.
I am so proud
of him. he was a little rude boy, like looking at the mic because other people thought it was we ain't even going to go to about the mic. But him and her son, Baby Boy, they showed out at Jonathan Martin. They clowned that night that I first met him.
Yo, and you know what? You know, when I met Chicky Chick, man, he's a funny guy, man. Great personality, man.
Yeah.
And it's an honor because it's my second time on the radio station. You know, the first time I did a radio interview because I had a big show coming up, and then it's my second time with Chicky Chick. So, you know, it's an honor. It's a pleasure, yo. Thanks a lot, boy. Happy New Year to you, man.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Hey, yo, let's give a big old round of applause for my man, comedian Victor Moe, making his second appearance on the GQ Podcast. This is what we do, man.
Yeah,
you're
doing big things, bro.
I'm trying, man. Appreciate it, man. We got to work out. I got the number. I'm about to hit you. So this thing just talk for the radio.
Okay. Right, no make problem. Sure that you hit me up, too.
No doubt. One, y'all. Hey, yo, clap it up, man. Clap it up. We're just really down right now. Your boy was on the interview couch with Victor Moe. We had T up in here.
Yeah.
We're going to take it to another level.
Yeah.
Ow.
Oh, man, yo. We got to do some work, chick.
You already know, man, especially since you're doing the same lane I'm in. I'm feeling the same thing. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to play another song. And yeah, if y'all let me know, before we had came back on the air, that song was by JP. It's called Joy. I'll be dropping these exclusive gospel, hip-hop, rock and roll, R&B group going on right now. Because your boy tell Joy for the Lord. If you're listening in on the radio, if you're listening on the computer, I'm going to call them at 646-238-38. That's my 646-238. What we do right now, we about to drop a little track, because I'm on my diet right now. I'm having a sugar attack, So I got to give you an orange real quick. So we're going to play a quick song. We're going to come back with T. We're going to bug out a little bit for the last 15 minutes. This is just one chick comedian. Fallout Comedy Wednesday. This is what we do, baby.
Yeah.
That right there is a thank you by Tony, one of the Tonys. I forgot what the Tony name was, but that was by Tony right there. That's why we will be dropping exclusives on it. Thank you, thank you. Hey, that's the song that when you're getting dressed in the morning, right? And you got your tie, because, you know, everybody can't do a tie, so you're sitting there in the mirror like this, ha! They think I ain't know I do a tie.
Thank you.
So you throw your cologne, your polo. Because everyone wear polo, right? Hey, Rich, cross it up if you wear polo. Is that good? Overhead wear polo? That's what we do? Cross it up if you overhead wear polo. Hey, Rich, I bet y'all pull out your cologne. I'm about to pull out one of your colognes right here. If I pull this out right now, I want you like, throw one of them joints on. Izzy Miyake. That's what you do that, Rich? Rich, you do that? Izzy Miyake? I wasn't going to be a bitch, you know what you're wearing? I'm not a bitch, because I ain't a bitch. Old Spice and Blue. Short now. As you, Rich, tell me about Old Spice and that blue.
What?
You got that brute? You know, B-R-U-T, that brute.
Ew.
No, he just killed me on my own show. Give it up for Rich, but not getting that old. You got to... Come on. You can have to tell that script. With that joint right there, that you know, they be selling it in the oil too. That cool water. You rock that cool water.
Ew.
You rock that cool water.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, I told you about that too, bro. Hey, Tay, I know you got a whole bunch of men that, you know what I mean, that grab your ticket.
Oh.
That one man that does smell good, what do you want him to have on? What is your cologne?
Mine is Egyptian musk all day.
Oh my God!
You know
you're talking about this month.
Yeah.
Girl, that is 1983 for real.
I like the Michael Jordan.
That's Sergio Valente jeans.
I like Michael Jordan too.
I ain't wearing no Michael Jordan. He's a basketball player.
Why,
because
it's too expensive? It's too expensive for you?
I wear Izzy Miyake. I like Izzy Miyake. I like Dolce & Gabbana.
You can't even pronounce it, and you trying to pronounce these big words and know you can't even afford it.
I love Izzy Miyake. I love Dolce & Gabbana, D&G, that's it,
yeah.
And I like, I got the little Polo Sport, but they got like the different ones now, the blue, the Polo Sport come in different kinds, I like the blue ones, and I got, my sister bought me some cologne, it's Express cologne, I don't know if you talk about Express, they got the men's clothing store, they got some cologne, very slept on fragrance, real nice fragrance. My sister put me up on it, she said, I like how it smell on men, and I didn't understand that because she's my sister, so I'm like, yo, I got like your boyfriend cologne on right now. I didn't piece those two together. I wasn't really coming. So no clapping up for my sister's boyfriend. No clapping up till they get married. No clapping up. So you put a ring on it. I ain't got to say so until you put a ring on it.
You can't make them people put no ring on nothing.
That's right. He better put a ring on it. Gonna cup open the door with a 10 butter belly sandwich on some shorts.
It's just like you trying to make me have a boyfriend on Lake Avenue.
Oh, I don't know. Yo, big shout out to my son, y'all. My son's so big now. Last time I had him on my show, he didn't talk that much. But my son's crazy right
hey,
now.
Hey, Dada.
Dada, come here. You don't see the radio. Come here.
Dada.
Dada, come here. He's talking to you, Dada. Now he's trying to run. He's like, uh-uh. Dada said, no. He's like, mm-mm. That's why he's about to get a
whooping. Is Vic still on the phone?
He's about to get a
whooping. Is Vic still on the phone, Chicky?
I think Vic Damone left off now. I think he's just a regular caller right now.
Okay, I just sent him a friend request, so.
Oh, you sent him a friend request. Oh, you found the band. Hey, Jaja. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Jaja. Hi, baby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. That's the future right there. Exactly.
Yeah,
what
it
you
is.
Doing?
Our kids are our future.
What you doing? You doing? You being bad? You being bad.
John, it's time to go. John, it's time to go to bed. School tomorrow.
Hey, Dada, go hit your sister with the bat.
No, John. No, baby.
He going already. He going. Watch this. I'm about to hit right now. Who is that person in the back already? Bill! If I get booed like that in the club, we fighting. I'm doing comedy, somebody booed like that, I'm fighting because I'm like, you think my comedy is too personal for me going to me like that? Like, like, there's other things going on in your life for you to be booing me like that. I'm not
Chicky.
The one. Yes.
Chicky.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you miss me?
Yes, we did. I did. I can honestly say that. Yes, I did.
I missed you too.
I was walking around my days like this.
I was kind of crying because I couldn't find my Chicky nowhere on my Facebook.
Hey, we're coming back. I
said my Chicky had disappeared.
Facebook starts to lie in that you had, like, family, friends, church, comedy, business, and personal all mixed together, man. So we trying to do a little separation. That's why I see a lot of people that I deal with, these comedy people. They got one that's for their comedy, that's strictly for that business, and then you got comedy that's stuff for their personal. So I wanted to take it everything that was, like, you know, my comedy and, you know, what my personal was, man. So I didn't want to incorporate that together. Because, like, now, if you're saying you're going to my page and I'm representing this type of lifestyle, this type of culture, and now you're leaving my page and you see something outside of that, you know, that wasn't really speaking violence to the person I am. So it was just about cleaning myself up. So, but, you know, to each his own. Everything I got to do, what I do.
But I got you on Instagram, but
I'm loving Instagram.
I don't like Instagram.
You don't like Instagram?
No. You just left me all by myself.
Yo.
Oh, my God. I feel so terrible.
And the 2014 Oscar Award, the best crop or a combination goes to Pete Holland. She's not accepted the world right now. She's in Paris working on her new movie with all that BS I be talking. So I'm going to take the award for her. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you, Chicky. You're my little brother, and I don't know.
And you my big sister. Oh!
I missed you so much.
You are so crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I missed you so much.
You better, this is what we're doing right now. We about to wind down to the time. And, yo, give it up for my man, comedian Vic Damone, for calling into the show. Big shout out to him, man. He's doing some big things. Talk it up, man. Make sure you got to follow him. He's going to be on the GQ Power page on Facebook. We're going to put people out there. You got to get all charged and everything like that. So, big shout out. big shout out to T for my co-host. She always calling in, man. I know she got other things to do. She got other men to be with, but she choose to be on my show. Y'all say that out loud? I didn't. You say that out loud? You know what I mean?
Yes, you
Big shout out to Andre, who's on her couch right now, for giving permission. I thank you, man. I know that she's supposed to be massaging your back, but
who is Andre?
That's the dude that took over.
What?
No, see, I don't want to put your business out there, but we already got a phone to put out there. 732. She put the rest out there. She's like this. Oh, the number with Nancy ain't got no two damn numbers. Talking about it's a number ending with 92 days to it.
Wow.
This is a number? Okay,
I
don't
know who Andre is.
Okay, well, I'm not going to put it out there. Yo, big shout out to all my TV Pop friends. Hey, yo, big shout out to Rich. Rich, we're going to fix this little thing going on, man. I know how fix is going, but we're going to make sure that communication stays in between us, man. Don't worry about it, man. I'm still here. Like I said, I got to get myself together. If I ain't right, I ain't right for y'all, right? Ain't that right? If I'm not right, I can't be no good for y'all, man. If you got a whole bunch of events coming up too, man, we're going to do this thing right, man. Probably next week. Next week, your boy Marshall Brandon will be in the building. Also going to have all the special guests coming in. But Marshall Brandon will be in the building next week on my show, man. Like I said, we're doing big things. And watch out for the prank calls. We're working on that right now, so we're going to make sure it's legit. We're trying to find a vet for our candidates, man. We're going to do something real funny. Matter of fact, we're going to do a survey on the GQ Palace thing. Let's see if y'all want to talk about T. Let's get from your show. T, this is what we do. Because your show got all the people that are popping. We're going to do it on your show. We're going to ask everybody what should be our topic, our little prank call we do. I'm going to take what y'all said. This is how live we're going to be. We're going to take it from y'all's show. I'm going to put it on my show live. We're going to call somebody and catch him out there. I'm going to tell jokes for a little more funny like that. Yo, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been fun.
I'm
going to
have a number for you to call next week, okay?
Huh?
I'm going to have a number for you to call to do a prank call next week.
That's right. That's what we're going to do. This is your boy, Fallout Comedy. Chick the Comedian, man. We do this each and every Wednesday. Make sure you tune in to me at 9 o'clock. But before that, tune in to the Diva Squad. They're doing their thing on Love Relationship Radio. Love Fantasy Radio, 7 to 9. And then my show come on every Wednesday, man. This is what we're doing. Yo, T, thank you for coming out. Thank you for coming out.
Always.
You ain't got to hang up, but we got to get off the line. Because they're going to come to everything. Yo, it's been real, y'all. GQ Power, Chick the Comedian, Fallout Comedy Wednesdays. About to watch this. This will be me too, because it's family night. Peace, y'all.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus. We need Jesus.
Everybody needs him. Every time I turn around. Every time I turn around.